श्रीरथाग्रेण नर्तयः येनासि जगतां चित्रं जगन्नाथोपि विस्मितः. समवन इन्फॉर्म्ड हरिगोपाल रॉय अबाउट द वेन्यू. ही नोस. ओके, ही शुड नॉट गो देयर. लेटर दे विल टेल मी हियर. क्या एवरी डे दे आर कमिंग ना. 1 o'clock कमिंग फ्रॉम देयर इज अ बिग ऑस्ट्री. नाउ यू विल गेट दैट ऑस्ट्री आल्सो. Yeah, please.
May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished.
Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanyah Shri Rathagre Nanartayah. So, Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is dancing in front of जगन्नाथ रथ. येनासी जगतां चित्रं जगन्नाथोपि विस्मितः. सीइंग दिस एक्स्टैटिक डांस इवन जगन्नाथ आल्सो गॉट एस्टॉनिश्ड राइट विस्मितः. सो हाउ इट इज द होल चैप्टर इज देयर. सो यू कैन इन वन सेंस ना द फर्स्ट वर्स इज लाइक द मेन मूल श्लोका ऑफ द चैप्टर. रेस्ट ऑफ द चैप्टर इज परपोर्ट टू दैट वर्स. That's how Kaviraj Goswami writes. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitan Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shrota Gana Suna Kari Ekaman Ratha Yatraya Nritya Prabhura Parama Mohan Jaya Shrota Gana. He is also glorifying Shrota Gana. Oh, glorious hearers of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear this description. Suna, suno. Kari ekaman. With one-pointed attention and concentration, you should hear this. Rathayatraya Nritya Prabhura Parama Mohan. The dance that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did in front of Jagannath Ratha is Parama Mohan. Extremely enchanting. So before this Rathyatra, there is one nice event called Pandu Vijaya. So he will describe that Pandu Vijaya now from fourth verse. Aradina Mahaprabhu Hayasavadhan Ratre Uthi Ganasange Kaila Pratasnan. So next day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his other devotees got up and took their early morning baths. Pandu Vijaya Dekhi Vare Karila Gaman जगन्नाथ यात्रा कैला छाड़ी सिंहासन. सो ऑल ऑफ देम वेंट टू सी दिस पांडु विजय सेरेमनी. ओके, ड्यूरिंग द सेरेमनी लॉर्ड चैतन्य लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ लीव्स द टेंपल. जगन्नाथ यात्रा करे. यात्रा इज बेसिकली नॉट इज गोइंग फॉर ए टूर. इज जस्ट कमिंग आउट ऑफ द टेंपल. सो Means yatra means not traveling in a long distance. It's just Gundicha margin, Gundicha temple only. He just comes out of the temple. Next, Appani Prataparudra Laya Patraganam Mahaprabhur Ganekaraya Vijaya Darshanam. Then Prataparudra Maharaj also came along with his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijaya ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. अद्वैत निताई आदि संघ भक्तगणम सुखे महाप्रभु देखे ईश्वर गमनम. सो महाप्रभु अद्वैत नित्यानंद एवरीबडी केम देयर. सो ड्यूरिंग द मॉनसून द बंगाल डिवोटीज कम टू जगन्नाथपुरी एंड बी विथ लॉर्ड चैतन्य एंड अटेंड रथयात्रा फेस्टिवल डोला यात्रा फेस्टिवल एंड पांडु विजय एंड गुंडीचा मर्जन. सो दिस इज ए रेगुलर फॉर्मैट. सो बलिष्ठ दैतगण ये नमत्तहाति जगन्नाथ विजयकराय करिहतहति. सो बलिष्ठ दैतगण. सो देर आर पीपल कॉल्ड दैतास. दीज दैतास आर लाइक द पूजारीज. समटाइम्स बनबिहारी कम्स आउट. राधा बनबिहारी कम आउट ऑफ आवर आल्टर. They go in front of our Man Mandir and they have Holi. They will come to Yamuna They have Naukavihar and Jalakrida. Sometimes we have Gholi on the banks of Radhakund here. So we have our Daitas, our Gaurcharan Prabhu, Shivanand Prabhu, Anupam Gauram Prabhu, sometimes Tarunnitai Prabhu, Harigopal Prabhu. So like that, these Daitas will bring out the deities and take to the mentioned venue there. And they have that festival. And then after the event is over, they will go back into the altar. Right? So Daitas are those devotees, so servants of Lord Jagannath, who participate in these kinds of festivals. And they are also coming from a very respectable Brahmana caste. Right? And their descendants are also called Daitas, and they all serve Lord Jagannath. Kataka Daita Kare Skanda Alamban Kataka Daita Dhare Shri Padma Charan. So these Daitas are carrying Lord Jagannath. Some of them took his shoulders. They were holding his shoulders. Some people caught his lotus feet. Kati Tate Bhadra Dhruda Sthula Patta Dhari Duyidike Daita Gana Uthaya Taha Dhari. So Jagannath Diti was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the Daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. So sometimes if you have to raise a very heavy deity, you may have to do all this. Sometimes we take our deities, a Gaurnitai or Radhavan Bihari, on a palki. So they need to be tied there. The shaking of the palki, dancing of the devotee, somebody will just hit the people who are handing, holding. Then deity should not shake. Nothing should happen there. So they are nicely mounted there. Next, for cushion, what they did is mentioned. Uccha drudha tulisava patisthane sthane ekatuli haite twaraya aratuli ani. So strong puffed up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car. So the path for walking also should be properly formed. And the heavy deity of Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the Daityas. Prabhupada ghate tuli haya khanda khanda tula sabha udi hayaya sabha haya prachanda. Read. 12th verse.
While the Daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke and the cotton content floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound.
Vishrambha Jagannathe kechalate pare apana ichhaya chale karite vihare. This is a nice verse here. All these Daitas are carrying Lord Jagannath by shoulders or by feet, and then cotton pads are there. So much of arrangement is made to carry him. But we cannot assume that think that he is being carried like that. Out of his own sweet will, he is coming out. The deities are coming out and these people are resistants like that. He is the maintainer of whole universe. Kavraj Goswami says, Vishwambhara Jagannathe ki chalite pare. He is a Vishwambhara, maintainer of whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. It is his own will.
Mahaprabhu Manima Manima Kare Dhani Nanavadya Kolahale Kichu Inasuni.
So while the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, so many sounds were made with musical instruments. Manima, Manima, they were chanting Manima, Manima. Manima is a word used to address a respectable person, right? In Orissa. I also don't know much about the culture. Some of you from Orissa may say this. Manima. Anyone has heard? Aap to Marathi, Maharashtra mein. Used to? Huh?
Once you had, okay, someone core. Okay, Puri Vasis, okay, fine. Tabe Prataparudra Kare Appana Sevani Suvarna Marjani Laya Kare Patha Sammarjana. Well, the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car. King Prataparudra personally engaged with the Lord in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom. See, Prataparudra Maharaj took up the broom, jhadu. He started brooming the, what is that, road. Chandana jalete kare pathani shechane. Tuchha seva kare vasi raja simhasane. Tuchha seva kare. So, sevas are also having different gradations. Ultimately, every seva is meant for Krishna. On a spiritual plane, there is no difference. At the same time, some sevas are considered very privileged. Some sevas are considered menial. So, here tuchha seva word is mentioned. Insignificant, menial. Because this could be done by anyone. You don't need a specific skill set. Jhadu marne ke liye jyada skill lagta nahi. But we have to make rasmalai, rasgulla, cook some milk item. That is very fine precision. Right? You can ask some of our cooks. Even if the temperature goes here and there, the whole lot is spoiled. Ask Premanjan Prabhu. He cooks rasmalai, rasgulla regularly. Barfi, Sandesh, Madhav Gopal Prabhu. So, some are like very... some sevas need a lot of expertise and they are privileged. Dressing the deities, giving lectures and worshipping the deities and leading kirtans. So, leading kirtan, deity worship, giving katha. I mentioned earlier also. These three are attention attracting services. Right? Especially leading kirtan and giving class, most attention attracting. At least dressing happens behind the doors. And at least leading kirtan and dressing deities, these two need no preparation. Ready? You have skill, you can manage. But lecture needs some preparation, right? So the overlap between these two areas is kirtan. If you're a good singer, if you have a good voice, you can attract so many followers. Kirtankars, kathakars, kalakars, so are in a dangerous position. They can please Krishna, they can please hundreds and thousands of Vaishnavas with their seva, but if they are not careful, then there is a possibility, especially the possibility of attracting the opposite sex and many followers, possibility of becoming proud, right? So there is some subtle or gross, mentioned or unmentioned, expressed or unexpressed enthusiasm to do these three sevas in quite a few sadhakas, right? I mean, you can search within your own self. Don't try to search in others. Right? You can just reflect, contemplate on this. There is some kind of extra excitement in the jhadu marega matlab. People can be quite neutral, right? Yeah, karna hai to kar lenge. Nahi karna to nahi karenge. Nahi kare to achcha hai, wo bhi achcha hai. So there is a different, there is some kind, the approach to that seva is quite normal. But when someone approaches for these three sevas, especially on festival days, so there is an enthusiasm inside, there is an excitement inside. That's good. There's nothing wrong in it. But we should also accept that seva considering the risk factor and we try to train our mind in proper consciousness while rendering that seva. Yeah, it's not that devotee should not do any privileged services. What does Akrura say? Akrura says that, am I qualified to enter Vrindavan and meet Krishna and Balaram, embrace them, offer obeisances to them, interact with them, be blessed by them?
see their footprints. I am not qualified at all. But still, I will do it. Because it's Krishna's mercy coming upon me. I didn't ask for it. Somehow Krishna arranged the situation that I can meet Krishna and Balram in Vrindavan. Let me accept this opportunity in proper consciousness. Akrura accepted it without being proud, without being puffed up. Prahlad Maharaj was going towards Narasimhadev. He did not do it personally. Brahmaji told him, my dear Prahlad, Narasimhadev is not getting pacified now. Although all of us offered prayers, you should go and offer prayers. So if you appease him, there is a possibility of his getting pacified. So Prahlad Maharaj went, and the first prayer that he said was what? Brahmadaya suraganaha manayotha siddhaha sattvaikatana gatayo vachasam pravahai. So Brahma failed, and all the great demigods failed. Sages failed. They are all rooted in their sattva, sattvaikatana gatayo. And next is vachasam pravahai. Means they have great eloquence. They have good understanding of Sanskrit grammar. They are very poetic also. But still they failed. So how can I glorify you? Kim toshtu marhati same hari ugrajati. I am coming from ugrajati. So one should remember one's disqualifications. But one should not be discouraged by those disqualifications to render devotional service. While rendering devotional service, one should not forget those disqualifications, but the remembrance of those disqualifications should not be so overwhelming that you give up that service only. Do the service. Although it is privileged service, you can do it with great caution, with proper consciousness, preparing your consciousness. That's what Prahlad Maharaj did. First five verses of his prayers, he prepared his consciousness. I am not the right qualified person to appease you. That too, if when they fail, what is the possibility that I can be successful? But still, why should I think like that? So let me depend on Krishna. My ability to appease him or offer prayers to him is not my ability. It is the ability given to me by my spiritual master Narada Muni, by the Supreme Lord himself. So Lord is pleased with bhakti only. Bhaktya tu tosha bhagavan gajayuthapaya. What is the next verse of that? Manye dhana bhijana rupa tapasrutau jaha tejaha prabhava bala paurusha buddhi yoga. So all these things are not pleasing to you. 12 brahmanical qualifications. What pleases you is bhakti. So do I have bhakti? No. I think I have some bhakti. I have a trace of bhakti because of the mercy of Narada Muni. With that little bhakti, I will approach to appease him. So like that, Prahlad Maharaj, although he did not just jump, pass. Of course, finally they realized, abhi to koi bata nahi rahe mere ko gaane ke liye. Wo log ga rahe, unka kirtan pasand hi nahi aaya Narasingh Dev ko. They should tell me. They should give the harmonium in my hand. Right? And put mic in front of me. Then, pata chalega. Narasingh Dev will be pleased. And all of them will know my glories. Kirtan sometimes gets spaced out. And kirtan aaya things. Isko diya. Mere ko dene ka tha na. Right? So, Prahlad was not thinking like that. But when Brahmaji came and told him, will you do it? Then he said, okay, I will do it. But not, I am not proud of my ability to do it. Although, in this context, you failed to do this, that doesn't minimize your position. During Shiva's, during Prahlad's prayers, he said, Virinchi Geetam. In one of the prayers, he says, I will glorify you, my dear Lord, following in the footsteps of Brahmaji. Brahmaji could not appease Narasimhadev in this context. But who appeased the Supreme Lord Garbhodakasaya Vishnu in the beginning of creation? It's Brahma. How many times Brahmaji offered prayers to the Lord? Once Prahlad Maharaj offers and then he will become better than Brahmaji or what? At least Prahlad Maharaj's side, he's not thinking like that. Okay, just because I am pushed forward now, that doesn't make me superior to Brahmaji. He says, I'll follow in the parampara. So who is my master? Narada Muni. Who is his master? Brahmaji. So I am the grand disciple of Brahmaji. So that is my line. I should not forget my, even in spiritual line also, I am just quite younger to Brahmaji. Just because he encouraged me, that doesn't make me superior to him. So when devotee accepts privileged service, it's with proper consciousness and without minimizing the position of other devotees who are good at doing other service. Just because he has some expertise in this area, that doesn't mean he minimizes other people. Right? And he also understands that even in this area also there are so many other people who are good. Right? Not only me. So this time I was the chosen one. Next time someone else will be chosen. Last time someone else was doing it. So that's about privileged seva. But one should not be eager to grab it. One should not express it. I think I mentioned earlier also. But if it is a menial seva, tuchha seva, like what Prataparudra Maharaj is doing, do it. So Prataparudra Maharaj is doing, then you can be eager. You can just go and ask for it. Ye bartan mein dholun kya? Right? Jhadu mein mar sakta hun kya? You can just go and ask it. And even if someone else is doing, you can just take it from his hand and then do it. That's the privilege that we have. Menial services. By menial service also, you can make tremendous spiritual advancement. As much as you do by doing privileged services. But the extra advantage of menial service is, you can go and ask for it. Nobody will have any issue with it. Right? They can readily give you. And when you are asking for it, you will not be seen as arrogant. That's the extra advantage. See, menial service has a great great advantage. So, and as I mentioned in previous classes also, even while doing menial service also, somebody may feel puffed up. Dekho, wo kirtan gaare mein jhaadu maarna hai idhar. So even while doing that also, one can be arrogant. So Prataparudra Maharaj has done a lot of service. You must have studied in the previous chapters also. He would often give orders to Tulasi, the superintendent of the temple, to arrange whatever Lord Chaitanya and his devotees want. And he will order Vaninath Patnaik to get prasad. He will arrange accommodation for all the hundreds of devotees coming from Bengal. He will arrange prasadam for them every month. So, Beda Kirtan. So, Prataparudra Maharaj utilized his position of being the king, his authority, his facility, his influence to serve Lord Chaitanya in various ways, till now. But Prataparudra Maharaj got the maximum attention when he took jhadu in this pastime. Not that Lord Chaitanya is not acknowledging all the services that he has done earlier, but Kaviraj Goswami especially mentions that Prataparudra Maharaj got mercy by doing this seva, by doing this simple menial seva. So, Uttama Raja, the Tuchha Sevan. Uttama Haya Raja Kare Tuchha Sevan. Atayeva Jagannathera Kripara Bhajan. Very important point. Although he is Uttam, still Kare Tuchha Sevan. So when someone progresses to certain extent, certain level in the path of bhakti, especially externally, he attains certain experience or some position or some time he had spent around all this. So the inclination to perform this kind of seva may be quite less, could become less. We need not judge anyone that they are not doing this karke. We should respect their preferences and their health and their age and they may want to utilize that time to do something more, right? We are no one to judge anyone. But for our personal application, we can always think that even if I move ahead, even if I am around for quite some time, so let me not give up my inclination to do menial seva as much as my time, body and schedule supports, let me do it. So, that pleases the Lord. So, why Lakshmi is not taken into Ras Leela? Because she is unable to give up that privileged position of being goddess of fortune and she can say, Gopar kaun uthayega? But unless you just lift cowdung, unless you agree to clean the stool and urine of cows, which is very pure, right? We cannot follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Right? Cowdung lep. See? All this our Santosh Krishna Prabhu does.
he gets it done through some of the labors and all. So there is a lot of happiness in these simple activities. So if we derive happiness only from attention attracting activities and not the simple and innocent activities, so where is our aspiration?
Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajeshatanaya Saddhama Vrindavanam. What's the next line? Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Vakalpita.
The greatest aspiration of a Gaudiya Vaishnava is to serve Krishna following in the footsteps of the simple, innocent village girls, the gopis of Vrindavan. They don't do any big things. They do simple things. Simplicity and innocence. So, Uttama Raja Haya, Uttama Haya Raja Kare Tuchha Sevan. Atayeva Jagannathera Krupara Bhajan. He became eligible, suitable candidate to receive Jagannath Krupa. And Chaitanya Krupa also. Lord Chaitanya's Krupa also he got by this.
Mahaprabhu Sukha Paila Si Seva Dekhite. Mahaprabhura Krupa Haila Si Seva Haite.
Very specifically, Kaviraj Goswami mentions this service. He has done so many things. Why there is a need to mention this in the book? When he has done so many services, there is a lot of accomplishment that Pratapada Maharaj has done. The magnitude of the service that he has done earlier is 1,000 times more than this service. And anyone else can do this service in his kingdom. Anyone can pick up jhadu and do it. But because he personally is doing it, he became an object of mercy. Kaviraj Goswami specially dedicates three verses just to glorify him for doing jhadu. So, who is Sridhar Kalavecha? Now you come like this from our Galtare, from that Hamrapur. You take turn, right? Come to GEV. On the way, next to the street, you will find some few people selling sabjis. So recently I have seen somebody was selling some cabbage and one bhopla is there. They have cut into 4 pieces. So on the road, like this only, they kept some goni. Goni ke upar hai sabji. If you go to kitchen, you will find 100 times more sabji than that. But that is their simple seva, simple activity. So they just are sitting there next to the road with that 4 cut pieces of bhopla. Maybe after sitting there for 2-3 hours, somebody will take that one cut bhopla, pau kilo de du, take 10 rupees, 15 rupees, and some little bendi there, and some beans, and some tomato, potato, 4-5 items are there, and hardly each item was half kilo or 1 kilo, something like that. And they'll spend couple of hours to earn little bit, 50 rupees, 100 rupees in that half day, and then they will live happily. Right? This is the profile of Sridhar Kulavecha in Chaitanya Leela. Where is Pratapradhar Maharaj and where is Sridhar Kulavecha? He is selling banana leaves. So when I saw that scene while coming in Tempo Traveler just 1 week back, I just remembered Sridhar Kulavecha only. See, what is the activity? They're just selling sabji. It's not a big sabji market also. Just on the road side, just they hardly have that sabji which is sufficient for maybe one house, one small family of 4 or 5 members for 1 or 2 days. That's all. That's their day's activity. And Lord Chaitanya had spent so much time with Sridhar Kulavecha bargaining. Arre, ye 15 paisa nahi, 10 paisa me de do. 10 nahi, 1 paisa me de do. Free me de do. So like that he's having negotiation. So with that little profit that he got, he is worshipping Ganges. And he is wearing a dhoti with 100 knots, 100 holes and 100 knots. And whole night he is crying the holy names of the Lord. And the neighbors are thinking that he must be hungry, give him some food. Why is he disturbing our sleep? And his chhatri, his roof is not like concrete roof like this. Right? Not slab, RCC slab nahi hai, Mangalore tail bhi nahi hai. And not even the palm leaf roof, which is a pakka. All sunlight and moonlight, all 3 seasons are within the house only. He's experiencing all 3 seasons profusely. So,
And he has one iron pot. That's his only possession. One iron pot with some water. How much he pleased Lord Chaitanya. My God. So Lord Chaitanya is so impressed with him. So
this is like one thing, at least personally inspiring to me, is that simplicity and innocence and menial service attitude, despite hundreds of other accomplishments, is very pleasing to the heart of Lord Chaitanya. So, what we can conveniently ignore, Lord Chaitanya gives maximum attention to it. And he ignored all the service, apparently, not internally. He apparently did not acknowledge so much of seva that Prataprada Maharaj has already done so far. And Kaviraj Goswami also mentioned it, what all he has done. But here he is specifically mentioning, in three verses. Atayeva Jagannathera Krupara Bhajan, next. Mahaprabhu Krupa Haila Se Seva Haite. Mahaprabhu Sukha Paila Se Seva Dekhite. Mahaprabhu Sukha Paila, it is giving great happiness. So far the seva that he has done is from the position of being a king. Now he has given up that identity of being a king and he embraced another identity which could be taken by any simple person in the planet, and he is doing this seva. So seva without any external identity. Right. Giving up all, sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvayana nirmalam. Actually that such sevas, if you actually try to do, that gives a lot of satisfaction to the heart, if only we access it. No one notices it. There is some kind of satisfaction there. Right? You see, Anupam Gauram Prabhu, he is on the terrace last several days. Just go there now. The whole terrace is filled with so many dioramas. He is in his own world. And no one is saying. Today morning, so many feedbacks our people are giving him. Right? For that darshan. Yeah, some are valid, some can be fine-tuned, some are suggestions for improvement and all. But he's just growing that gehuka grass, making dioramas, coloring them, painting them, putting hair on them, having a plan for the entire Chandan Yatra ready. He's in his own world. He's ecstatic. Right? So, like that, some simple and innocent activities done by devotees need to be given importance, although apparently, as far as accomplishment is concerned, project ke hisab se kya hai? You should do something substantial for the project, for the movement. Nahi, he is absorbed in his ecstasy. Right? He may seem like external bhajandi and you are ready to give all kinds of comments on that person, but still, Krishna is pleased with that service. Sridhar Kolvecha is not an acharya, but Lord Chaitanya is pleased with his service. Right? He is a king. Prataprata is a king. But Lord Chaitanya is pleased with Jhadu. So we need to develop the maturity to identify the spiritual nature of the activity done by devotees with a simple heart. With a heart to please Krishna. So we cannot be carried away by the external grandeur and magnitude of the accomplishment. So we should have the soft heart and maturity to notice how that activity is done with simple love, with simplicity, with innocence and with love, with an attitude to please Krishna. Although the magnitude may not be so much, if the attitude is there, Krishna is pleased. Right? So, upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Athapi te deva padambujadvaya prasada leshanugrihita evahi. Even to get a slight trace of, even by getting a slight trace of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you can understand him. But other people who do not have that little mercy, they cannot. So now Prataprata Maharaj did this service and he got prasada. Prasada means mercy. He got mercy. So because of this mercy, Prataprata Maharaj was bestowed with the right vision to see Lord Chaitanya's Leela in the next few verses. Right?
ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಭ್ರಮಿತೆ ಕೋನ ಭಾಗ್ಯವಾನ್ ಜೀವ ಗುರುಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸಾದೆ ಪಾಯ ಭಕ್ತಿಲತಾ ಬೀಜ್ ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಫ್ರಕ್ಟಿಫೈಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಇಟ್ ರೀಚಸ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಸ್ಕೈ ರಥೇರ ಸಾಜನಿ ದೇಖಿ ಲೋಕೆ ಚಮತ್ಕಾರ ನವ ಹೇಮಮಯ ರಥ ಸುಮೇರು ಆಕಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅಸ್ಟಾನಿಶ್ಡ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದ ಡೆಕೋರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ರಥಕಾರ್ ದ ಕಾರ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಟು ಬಿ ನ್ಯೂಲಿ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಹೈ ಆಸ್ ಹೈ ಆಸ್ ಮೌಂಟ್ ಮೇರು ಶತಶತ ಸುಚಾಮರ ದರ್ಪಣೆ ಉಜ್ವಲಂ ಉಪರೆ ಪತಾಕ ಶೋಭೆ ಚಾಂದೋಯ ನಿರ್ಮಲ
ದ ಡೆಕೋರೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಬ್ರೈಟ್ ಮಿರರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಮರಸ್ ವೈಟ್ ವಿಸ್ಕ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಾಕ್ ಟೇಲ್ ಆನ್ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಾರ್ ವರ್ ಅ ನೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನೋಪಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫ್ಲಾಗ್
ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡೆಕೋರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಾರ್ಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಘಾಘರ ಕಿಂಕಿಣಿ ಭಾಜೆ ಘಂಟರ ಕ್ವಣಿತ ನಾನಾ ಚಿತ್ರಪಟ್ಟ ವಸ್ತ್ರೇ ರಥ ವಿಭೂಷಿತ ಸೊ ದ ಕಾರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡೆಕೋರೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಿಲ್ಕನ್ ರೋಪ್ಸ್ ಸಿಲ್ಕನ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಬೆಲ್ಸ್ ಗಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಂಕಲ್ ಬೆಲ್ಸ್ ರ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಲೀಲಾಯ ಚಡೀಲ ಈಶ್ವರ ರಥೇರ ಉಪರ ಆರದು ಈ ರಥ ಚಡೆ ಸಭಾ ಸುಭದ್ರ ಹಲಧರ ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ರಥ ಕಾರ್ಟ್ ಓಕೆ ಅಂಡ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದ ಕಾರ್ಟ್ ಬಲದೇವ ಅಂಡ್ ಸುಭದ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಕಾರ್ಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಕಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಕಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಟೋಟಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಕಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಪಂಚದಶ ದಿನ ಈಶ್ವರ ಮಹಾಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಲಯ ತಾರಸಂಗೆ ಕ್ರೀಡಾ ಕೈಲ ನಿಭೃತೆ ವಸೀಯ ಫಾರ್ 15 ಡೇಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಹಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಹರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೋ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ತಾಹಾರ ಸಮ್ಮತಿ ಲಾಯ ಭಕ್ತೆ ಸುಖದಿತೆ ರಥ ಚಡಿ ಬಾಹಿರ ಅಹಿಲ ವಿಹಾರ ಕರಿತೆ ಸೊ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಪರ್ಮಿಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗಾಡೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾರ್ಚೂನ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಟು ರೈಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ರಥ್ ಕಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್
ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ರಸಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಿತಿನ್ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಫ್ಲೇವರ್ಸ್ ಸ್ವಕೀಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಕೀಯ ಸ್ವಕೀಯ ಈಸ್ ವೆಡೆಡ್ ಲವ್ ಪರಕೀಯ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ವೆಡೆಡ್ ಲವ್ ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಟಿಲ್ ನೌ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ವಕೀಯ ನೋ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಟು ಮೀಟ್ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರಕೀಯ ಸೊ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ರಥಯಾತ್ರಾ ಈಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅರ್ಡೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ವಿಟೇಷನ್ ಗಿವೆನ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಟು Krishna and within their hearts they were pulling Krishna towards Vrindavan so that invitation to Vrindavan by the topmost devotees of Krishna the gopis is Rathyatra okay Prabhupada writes that in one purport later the Parakya Rasa in the spiritual world and in the material world are not comparable the former was like gold later is like iron ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶ್ವೇತ ಬಾಹುಪಥೆ ಪುಲಿನ ಸಮ ಪುಲಿನೇ ರಸಮ ದುಯಿದಿಗೆ ತೋಟ ಸಬ ಏನ ವೃಂದಾವನ
ದ ಫೈನ್ ವೈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಪ್ಯಾತ್ ರಿಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಮುನಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಬೋತ್ ಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಲುಕ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದೋಸ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್
ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಆನ್ ದ ವೇ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರಥಯಾತ್ರ ರಥೇ ಚಡಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಕರಿಲ ಗಮನ ದುಯಿ ಪಾರ್ಶ್ವೆ ದೇಖಿ ಚಲೇ ಆನಂದಿತ ಮನ ಸೊ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ರಥ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಾ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆನ್ ಬೋತ್ ಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಆನ್ ಬೋತ್ ಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಗೌಡ ಸಭ ರಥ ತಾಳೆ ತಾಟಾನೆ ಕರಿಲ ಆನಂದ ಕ್ಷಣ ಶೀಘ್ರ ಚಲೆ ರಥ ಕ್ಷಣ ಚಲೆ ಮಂದ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಗೌಡಾಸ್ ವರ್ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕಾರ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ದೇ ಪುಲ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದ ಕಾರ್ಟ್
moved slowly, sometimes fast. Right? Kshane sthira haya rahe tani le hana chale Ishvara ichhaye chale na chale karo bale. Once again, Gavraj Goswami reminds us that cart is moving faster, slow, not according to the strength of the people who are pulling. Abhi thoda jor mein hai, enthusiasm hai. They just pull fast and then he's going fast. Abhi thak gaya. Then they're pulling slow. It's not like that. Jagannath's desire is to go fast, so they're going fast. Rath is going fast. And sometimes he desires to move slowly. It will go slowly. So, same thing. It's not that all the who are they? Daitas. They are taking out Jagannath from the temple, Jagannath temple. Jagannath wanted to come out of the temple and Daitas are resisting him. Jagannath wanted to move fast or slow, Gaudas are resisting him. So it's all Jagannath's desire. It's difficult to understand logically, using our external logic. But when you come to Chaitanya Charitamrita, many times, in many contexts, you have to keep your logic aside. Just surrender to what Gavraj Goswami says. He doesn't agree. Keep aside your false logic. Kutarka chadiya. So he is quite strict also in some verses. Right? Tabe Mahaprabhu sabalaya bhaktaganam Swahaste parilasabe malya chandanam. So Mahaprabhu gathered all the devotees and with his own hand applied chandan, sandalwood pulp on them, and also gave them flower garlands. Paramananda Puriyara Bharati Brahmananda Srihaste Chandana Paya Badaila Ananda.
Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure.
Advaita Acharya Ara Prabhu Nityananda Srihasta Sparsha Duhara Haila Ananda.
Similarly, Advaita and Nityananda also felt the touch of Lord Chaitanya's hand and they were happy.
Kirtaniya Ganesh Dila Malya Chandanam Swarupa Srivasa Yahan Mukhya Duyijanam.
And the Lord also gave garlands to the Sankirtan performers, Kirtaniyas, who are leading the Kirtan during the Rathyatra. The two chief performers are Srivas Thakur and Swarup Damodar.
Chari Sampradaye Haila Chabbisa Gayana Duyidi Yamradangika Haila Ashtajana.
Chari Sampradaya, not Brahma, Rudra, Shri, that's a Sampradaya, parties, four Kirtan parties, four groups. You can see 227 page number of Chaitanya Subodhani. There, all the four Kirtan parties are mentioned. 10 verses are just mentioning the Kirtan parties. So, next. Tabe Mahaprabhu mane vichara kariyam Chari sampradaya dile gayana batiyam Nityananda Advaita Haridasa Vakreshwarim Charijane Agnadila and Rityakari Bareim Prathama Sampradaya Kaila Swarupa Pradhan Arapancha Janadila Tara Paligan. So, in every group, there are total four groups, four Kirtan parties. In every party, there is one lead singer and a lead dancer. And there are some other devotees who are just responding to the singing. In the first group, there is Advaita Acharya and Swarup Damodar. Along with them, there is Damodar Pandit. My next verse mentions Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Datta, Raghav Pandit, Govindananda. Damodara Narayana Datta Govinda, Raghava Pandita Ara Sri Govindananda. Advaitera Nityakari Bare Agnadilam, Srivasa Pradhana Ara Sampradaya Kailam.
Okay.
First group is over. Next group may there is Srivas Thakur. He is the lead singer in the next group.
Gangadasa Haridasa Srivana Shubhananda Sri Rama Pandita Tahan Nache Nityananda.
In the second group, Nityananda Prabhu is the dancer, Nache Nityananda. And Gangadasa, Haridasa, Sriman, Shubhananda, Ram Pandit are the responding singers. Vasudeva Gopinatha Murari Ahagayam, Mukunda Pradhana Kaila Ara Sampradayam. So next, Vasudeva, Gopinatha, Murari, Srikant and Vallabhasen, they are the four the responding singers. The dialogue continues in the next verse also. Srikanta Vallabhasena Aradu Ijanam, Haridasa Thakur Tahan Kare Nanartanam. So Haridasa Thakur is dancing there and Mukunda is singing there. That is the third group. Next, fourth group. Govinda Ghosha Pradhana Kaila Arasam Pradai, Haridasa Vinudasa Vishnudasa Raghava Yahagayam, Madhava Vasudeva Ghosha Duyi Sahodar, Nrityakarena Tahan Pandita Vakreshwar. Okay. Fourth group. Govinda Ghosh, Vakreshwar Pandit. They are the singer and dancer. And other Chota Haridas, Vishnudas, Raghava, Madhava Ghosh, Vasudeva Ghosh, they are the responding singers. So apart from these four kirtan parties, there is an additional kirtan party. Right? That's mentioned from 44th verse. There are three additional kirtan parties. Kulina Gramera Eka Kirtaniya Samaj, Tahanritya Karena Ramananda Satya Raj. Kulina Gram devotees formed another kirtan party. There Ramananda and Satyaraj are the lead kirtaniyas, lead dancers. Shantipurera Acharyara Eka Sampraday, Achyutananda Nacher Tatha Aras Sabagai. Then Shantipur devotees. So the lead dancers are Achyutananda, who is the son of Advaita Acharya. Rest of the people are responding singers, followers. Chorus. Khandera Sampradaya Kare Anyatra Kirtan, Narahari Nachetahan Sri Raghunandan, Jagannathera Agachari Sampradaya Gayam, Duyipache Duyipache Eka Sampradayam. So from Khanda, there are some devotees. They also formed one Kirtan party. Okay. Basically, you can remember the lead singers for the main personalities within the group and the village names. So, Swarup Damodar is a group, then Srivas Thakur, Mukunda and Govinda Ghosh. Four lead kirtaniyas. They are running the groups and there are four prominent personalities who are dancing also, like Nityananda Advaita, Haridas, Vakreshwar. Then Khanda, then Kulinagram and Shantipur. So, three kirtan parties from three villages. Next, all together there are seven kirtan parties. In each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were playing at once. The sound was tumultuous and all the devotees became mad. Vaishnavera megha ghataya haila bada badalam kirtana nande sabha varshe netra jalam. So, kirtana anande. So, this whole Vaishnava assembly looked like assembly of clouds. And as the devotees chanted the holy names in ecstasy, then tears fell down and the tears are like rain. Kirtana anande netra jala. So because of the ananda in kirtan, tears are coming, that is like rain. Tribhuvana bhari uthe kirtane radhani, anya vadyaya vadyadira dhani kichhu ina suni. All three worlds are vibrating with this sound, kirtan sound. And there is no other sound that could be heard. Sata thai bule prabhu hari hari bali, jaya jagannatha bale na hasta yugat tuli. So Mahaprabhu wandered through all the seven groups chanting hari 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 hari. Raising his arms he shouted, jaya jagannath, jaya jagannath. Ara Eka Shakti Prabhu Karila Prakash, Eka Kale Satathai Karila Vilas,
Now Kaviraj Goswami describes a miracle performed by the Lord. It's a great miracle. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simultaneously present in all 7 Kirtan groups. Just like Lord Krishna is also present in all the 16,100 palaces of his queens in Dwaraka. And Krishna is also sitting in the midst of the assembly of Gopas. But all the Gopas are thinking that they are face to face with Krishna. Now you see, you went to kitchen, morning breakfast you took in kitchen, right? There's a big painting, tile printing. Just to take that out, to generate the high resolution image and touch it up, we had to undergo a lot. So BBT, we approached, give some high resolution image. We want to enlarge it into 16 feet by 16 feet, 24 feet, something like that. So there Krishna was sitting in the middle, one Krishna only you can see. There are thousands of Gopas, every Gopa is feeling that Krishna is standing right in front of me. Krishna is eating my jhuta only. Krishna is giving his jhuta to me only. Mahaprasad. So here Lord Chaitanya is simultaneously present in all groups. And every devotee in every group is thinking that Lord Chaitanya is present in my group only. They are not so much aware of what's happening in the other group. They are absorbed in the holy name of the Lord and they are absorbed in seeing Lord Chaitanya dancing in their group. 53. Sabaka he prabhu achyena mora sampraday anyathai nayana amare dayai. So in other places he is not there. They were thinking like that. Because he is with us. Keha likhite nare prabhura achintya shakti antaranga bhakta jane yara shuddha bhakti. Read.
Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotion, devotional service, could understand.
No one could see this inconceivable potency of the Lord. Actually, Krishna presents, displays so much of opulence and power and majesty in all the different activities that he does. Certainly. To create this world, this Srishti Leela, he displays so much of opulence. 23 elements are coming from him, they are all getting amalgamated and universe is formed. He enters the universe, displays universal form. Sadhyatmika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika, all these are mentioned. So, although Krishna does all this and he displays so much of opulence, to orchestrate this material creation, the maximum display of Krishna's powers happens when he is reciprocating with his devotees. To be simultaneously present in all the kirtan groups is the greatest display of his opulence, right? And the sweetest display of his opulence. You can see greatest display in the Srishti Leela. But you can see the greatest and sweetest display in Rasa Leela, in this Rathyatra Leela, in all these Sakhya Leelas that he is doing. He calls the name of one cow and every single cow, thousands and thousands of cows are hearing their own name and they are running towards Krishna. He is standing in front of one Gopa, I mean, so many Gopas, and every Gopa is feeling that Krishna is with me only. Right? And to please all the mothers of Vrindavan and cows of Vrindavan, Krishna displays millions of forms of gopas and calves and reciprocates with their motherly affection. So these displays of Krishna's opulence and power is much, much superior to his display of opulence and power in killing demons and in punishing the miscreants, in re-establishing dharma also. And in creating this material world, yeah, there is display of power, energy, opulence, shakti, no doubt there. But this is better. Better means this is much superior. Right? That's how Acharyas explain. So this is achintya shakti. And who can understand this? Right? Krishna is just playing like, jumping like a frog with all the other gopas. He's dancing like a monkey. He's dancing like a peacock. He's making face like different animals. He's shouting like a tiger. He's roaring like a tiger. They're all some childish activities.
Yeah, it may seem so. But Krishna does that activity with great relish. You may do a big thing. You may just pahad uthayenge aap. You ped uthayenge aap. With great display of power. Right? All your, what is that called? You do the gym. You get all biceps, triceps and big, big muscles, right? So with that you just lift so many things and then you can display that power. But if he is thirsty and you give a glass of water to him and is happy taking that water and your heart is filled with satisfaction by serving that Vaishnava, you feel more pleasure than lifting that big mountain. Heart's feeling. The satisfaction that you get by this is not so much when you do something else, some public attention attracting thing. But in Kali Yuga, we are swayed away, we are carried away by that kind of propaganda and the attention that that activity receives more than the simplicity and the simple heart-to-heart exchanges. Why Brahmaji is beginning his prayer with this? Naumidyate pravapushe taditam varaya gunjavatam saparipichalasan mukhaya vanyasraje kavala vetra vishanavenu lakshmasriye mrudupade pashupangajaya. That's a very significant verse. One thing, you know, according to Acharya's commentaries, we can easily understand that Krishna as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan is the topmost display and manifestation of the absolute truth. And his vetra, the vetra means the stick that he uses to control the cows and calves, is much superior to all the great weapons that he carries to kill the demons. And the simple curd rice that he holds in his hand is much superior to all the delicious items available in all the planetary systems. And the peacock feather ornament that he wears on his head, that's much, much superior to all the costly jewels and different decorations, transcendental decorations. And his flute, which is just simple bamboo stick with some holes in it, that is much better than different musical instruments which are costly and sophisticated, violin, guitar, this and that. Right? And his walking of barefoot, walking with barefoot in the land of Vrindavan is considered superior to Narayana's walking in Vaikuntha. Because he with slippers, with costly slippers. The Gunjamala ornaments that he is wearing are superior to even Kaustubhamani also. And the forest flower garland that he is wearing is much, much superior to Parijata flowers in the heavenly planets also. Like that, every aspect of Krishna as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan is glorified as the best thing that is available in the entire spiritual and material worlds than anything else available. Right? So that we see. But all these ornaments that Krishna is wearing, all the decoration that Krishna is having, all the features of Krishna in his cowherd boy form are much, much simple and innocent and just available here and there. You just take some mango buds, here you go. Mango, you know, small, small mangoes. He just puts on his turban. When some small birds are there, he just puts all the tender mango leaves he will put on his turban. He will pick up some creeper and then hang it around him. Karani karam, he'll just take some flower and then put next to his ear. So these are much superior. Now, the activity that Krishna does with all the gopas, of just eating their remnants. He just tastes something. Hey, this sandesh is very nice. Krishna, it's so nice. Would you like to taste it? Yeah, of course, why not? He just takes it and then right from the mouth of the child, he will take it and put it in his mouth. And in Brahmalok, definitely there must be worship of Krishna. And there must be much, much elaborate and standard procedure. The deity worship manual of Brahmalok must be much elaborate than our manual in our backup room. Right? Brahmaji was astonished. Is he God? You see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I still doubt. Because, why I am saying all this is, Brahmaji himself got bewildered. Brahmaji got so bewildered to see Krishna doing such an innocent, childish activity, down-to-earth activity of playing with kids. And he wanted to test Krishna. What does that mean? In this material world, people have a tendency to get carried away by grandeur, majesty, something great, far out. If you just sit there and then chant Hare Krishna, people are not impressed. If you chant big, big mantras, Namo astu Bhagavan Nishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikagnikalaya Kalagni Rudraya Neelakanthaya, all this. Namakam Chamakam Rudram Mantra Pushpam Dashashanti. All this Vedic. Purusha Suktam, Sri Suktam. Just without giving a pause also, with perfect meter, with all Udartas, Anurdatas and Swaritas, you just chant a mantra of 10 pages long. People get inspired. Arre, wow. क्या चल रहा है कुछ समझ में नहीं आते उनको लेकिन फिर भी दे गेट इम्प्रेस्ड राइट आई एम नॉट सेइंग आई एम नॉट डिनाइंग आई एम नॉट डिस्काउंटिंग द फैक्ट दैट दे शुड बी डन वी शुड टू रेस्पेक्ट दिस वैदिक कल्चर बट द टेंडेंसी इज टू गेट कैरिड अवे बाय द ग्रैंड्यूर बिग बिग सैक्रिफाइसेस विद बिग बिग पैराफेर्निलिया बट द सिंपलिसिटी जस्ट टेक सम पत्ता एंड देन पुट इट ऑन कृष्णा दैट्स व्हाट कृष्णा इज इन वृंदावन एंड पीपल आर नॉट इम्प्रेस्ड ब्रह्मा जी इज आल्सो नॉट इम्प्रेस्ड He should have Kaumodaki Bhagavato Daitam Smarita. Where is Kaumodaki Gada and where is Krishna's majesty? And now we are seeing this simplicity here. So, seeing simplicity of Vrindavan, simplicity of the process of Bhakti Yoga, simplicity of the devotion of Vrajavasis, even great, great people also can get surprised and bewildered and they cannot accept this as a process. Seeing the simplicity of the process of chanting holy names, the residents of the previous yugas, they feel bewildered. We can't accept this one mantra chanting as a means of deliverance. We should do something more. When Haridas Thakur was giving a talk at the place of Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, this comes somewhere in Antalila. This person named Gopal Chakravarti, the tax collector of Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, he came there. Haridas Thakur said, just by Namabhas, Namabhas means just a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name in an offenseless manner can deliver you from all sinful reactions and it can give you liberation. That's just insignificant byproduct of pure chanting, Namabhas. You can get love of Godhead by this. Gopal Chakravarti said, kya chal rahe? You are minimizing the position of mukti. Just by chanting one holy name, you can just get mukti. And Haridas Thakur said, no, I didn't say that. Just by chanting holy name, that mukti is an insignificant byproduct, I said. Not that you will get mukti. That's an insignificant byproduct of chanting of holy name. You will get love of Godhead. Means you minimized mukti more. Gopal Chakravarti said, aisa kaisa ho sakta hai? If what you said is wrong, then your nose will fall off. Then everybody chastised him. Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar just removed him from his service only. You can't come here. In 3 days, he got leprosy. So, because of this conditioned nature, people cannot accept something simple and straightforward and innocent. Holy name is the means of deliverance. To trust this statement requires a lot of humility and simplicity. Krishna in Vrindavan is a cowherd boy doing all this mischief of butter stealing is a... But Acharya say here, Kaviraj Goswami is also saying that to do these simple activities of reciprocating with devotees, Krishna displays his achincha shakti. That's the greatest display of his potency. The potency that he displays in creating this world, in maintaining this world, in destroying this world, in killing the demons and in doing many, many big, big things is not his greatest display. The display of his power in reciprocating with the simple devotion and love of his devotees is much more. All the Kirtaniyas are very eager and enthusiastic for the association of Lord Chaitanya. To reciprocate with their eagerness, Lord Chaitanya manifested in each of these Kirtan parties. And everybody is thinking that Krishna is with me. Gauranga is with me. Lord Chaitanya is with me only. And they are just dancing. This is the greatest display. So, and this is not revealed to everybody. This great quality of the Lord of being simultaneously present in every Kirtan party to reciprocate with the simple love and devotion of all these devotees and enliven them and enthuse them and encouraged them was not revealed to everybody, but some special devotees got to know this. Who is that? Let's see.
Rajara tuchha seva dekhi prabhura tushtamana seita prasade paela rahasya darshana.
You saw?
Fourth time, in the fourth verse, Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning about the menial service of Prataprudra Maharaj. Rajara tuchha seva dekhi prabhura tushtamana. Seeing this menial service attitude of Prataprudra Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. So he gave him secret darshan. Rahasya darshan means secret display of his majesty, his power, his opulence, his Aishwarya Shakti, his Achintya Shakti. So Lord Prataprudra Maharaj could understand that Lord Chaitanya is simultaneously present in all kirtan parties. But many devotees in general, they know that he is there in one kirtan party only. Whichever party, kirtan party they are close to. Clear? So, why this kind of special darshan, rahasya darshan is given to him? Because he did menial service. Tuchha seva he did. Lord Chaitanya is so impressed with it. So, like, we are going with the flow of the pastime, and wherever there is something, I'm just zooming there. So, two main themes we discussed today. One, the importance of menial service. Second, the extent of Lord Chaitanya's or Krishna's reciprocation with the devotees. Simplicity and innocence and their love and devotion. So, that is the greatest display of his opulence. Should we relocate? What is your opinion? We need to move a little ahead. Some people are in sun. Oh, should we go to Shyamananda temple? Okay. Where are we? 16, eh? Yeah. 11. I'll complete till 70th verse and then we'll shift somewhere else. Yeah. Wherever you say. Let me complete up to 70th verse. 10 verses. So, Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing of the Lord. Okay. And he stopped the cart to see this dancing. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Jagannath. So, here, the person who is dancing and the person who is seeing the dance, both are same. The person who is sitting in the cart, Ratha, Jagannath, and the person who is dancing in front of the cart in the form of a devotee, sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya, both are same. Thus, the seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. So, that is, two astonishing things are there in this. Lord Chaitanya is present simultaneously in multiple groups, seven groups, and Lord Chaitanya is dancing, and he himself in the form of Jagannath is taking pleasure of that dancing. So, and the dearest devotee of the Lord, Prataprudra Maharaj, got the darshan of these two astonishing things, inconceivable phenomena. Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya, both are same. He could understand that very easily. And Lord Chaitanya is present in all simultaneously in all the seven groups. So, he was very impressed with it. He could understand it. So, that revelation was given to him because of his service attitude, menial seva. Because he kept aside his position of being a king and he took up something which is quite simple. Simplicity. Sakshatena deya dekha parokshata daya kebujite pare chaitanya chandre ramaya.
Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Apparently, Lord Chaitanya rejected. It seems Lord Chaitanya is extremely strict. I cannot see a Vishayi. But internally, he is merciful. The other day, I was quoting three incidents where Lord Chaitanya became strict with some of his devotees, Gopinath Patnaik, Chota Haridas, and Kala Krishna Das. Now, this in another way, Lord Chaitanya was neglecting and ignoring Pratapadra Maharaj. But internally, he is merciful. So, Lord Chaitanya doesn't compromise on the social etiquette. That's what we elaborately discussed that day. If there is any discrepancy in the social etiquette and the social customs, and externally, if it is an improper behavior, Lord Chaitanya doesn't approve it. But internally, he doesn't give up his affection. On a spiritual plane, he doesn't give up his affection for his devotees. Yeah, it's not appropriate for a sannyasi, a renunciant, to meet a king, pounds and shillings man. He's establishing the principle that one should not have intimate connections with very wealthy people, rich people, aristocratic people. Right? So, that is mentioned. But internally, he doesn't never give up. His bhakti is also acknowledged. Right? Next. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. Sarva bhoma kashi mishra duyi mahashai. Rajare prasada dekhi hai la vismai. Now this mysterious activity of Lord Chaitanya, this inconceivable display of power of Lord Chaitanya has been revealed to King Pratapradra. And this fact has been revealed to two other devotees, Kashi Mishra and Sarvam Bhattacharya. Oh, Lord Chaitanya is showing him mercy, that they could understand. Sometimes a devotee may receive certain mercy, but not every other devotee will appreciate that he is receiving mercy. But these people could understand that. So, you need to have mercy to understand that some other devotee got mercy. That also needs some mercy. Otherwise, we can conveniently minimize the position of other devotees. We can conveniently think that, aray, ye tho. Isko mercy kaise milega? Itna third class consciousness hai. We have our own calculations. But to know that, now you see, when someone has close interaction with a sannyasi or got an opportunity to serve the deities or to do some other service or whatever, so some devotees appreciate him a lot, but some devotees cannot appreciate him. They cannot say, "Aray, bahut dekh liya hum log." Agle bar dusro ko milega. So they kind of minimize the tone is not very encouraging sometimes. Tone doesn't come out very positively. There is some cynical attitude there. So why that cynical this thing is there? Because they themselves do not have that mercy. They are unable to appreciate that another devotee got mercy. Rupa Goswami was glorified by Lord Chaitanya in front of so many other devotees. Why? He wanted to test also. If I glorify Rupa Goswami so much in front of all my associates, other people, how do they feel? Lord Chaitanya was testing them. Ramanandarai was there, Sarup Damodar was there, and so many other devotees were there accompanying him. In front of all of Damodar Pandit, I am not sure. He went to Sachimata. By that time, or later, I don't remember. Anyways, so Lord Chaitanya glorified Rupa Goswami in front of all these devotees to test them. But all the devotees unanimously acknowledged the glories of Rupa Goswami and they said, yes, he is great. And Ramanandarai was saying that, let me examine what you have written, Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. So the initial verses of these two natakas, these dramas that Rupa Goswami compiled, he recited. So every verse that he is reciting, not that Ramanandarai is just burning with envy inside. Kya itna achcha composition hai, main kabhi likha hai na yeh sa. So he was not thinking like that. So he is feeling ecstatic. Wow, wonderful, you are such a great poet. You have been empowered by Lord Chaitanya. They acknowledged Lord Chaitanya's mercy. They did not feel any envy. Because different devotees are meant to do different services. And every devotee who is rendering some service to Krishna has been empowered by Krishna to render that service. And we should acknowledge it. We should appreciate it. We cannot discourage him. We cannot minimize his efforts. He cannot minimize Krishna's mercy upon him. Right? We cannot discount the fact that he has been given mercy by Krishna. That's a very important quality. Celebrating other success. So one needs to have some mercy by the Lord, even to appreciate other devotees. Now you see our Rajahans Prabhu, whatever other devotees are, Hari Hari, wonderful, wonderful. He keeps saying that. He's constantly in that bhav of appreciating only. You don't see him just minimizing someone's efforts or discouraging or saying, Hare, so, judging. So like that, we can see some contemporary examples also here and there, some glimpses. So Kashi Mishra and Saravaham Bhattacharya, Haila Vismaya, they were astonished to see. They're not envious to see, they're happy. Yei mata lila prabhu kaila katakshanam apane gayena nacha nanija bhaktaganam. So like that, Mahaprabhu did some pastimes for some time. He personally sang also and induced other devotees also to dance. Kabhu ekamurti, kabhu haya bahumurti. Karya anurupa prabhu prakashaya shakti. Sometimes in one form, sometimes in multiple forms. So he is just wonderfully dancing with everybody. All this was a display of Lord's internal potency. Kaviraj Goswami is constantly reminding us the divine aspect of the Lord's activities. Lord Jagannath, he himself comes out. Lord Jagannath, he himself moves fast or slow. Lord Chaitanya, by his internal potency, he manifests in different places simultaneously, or sometimes at one place only. Leelavesha Prabhu Nahi Nija Nusandhanam Ichha Jani Leela Shakti Kare Samadhan. This is another important aspect. I think we can't elaborate now. We'll take break. Basically, point here is Leela Aveshe. Because Lord Chaitanya is absorbed in manifesting this Leela. Nahi Nija Anusandhan. Means he is not consciously doing it. He is not understanding that he is doing it just effortlessly and spontaneously. He is absorbed in his Leela. So understanding his mood and ecstasy and enthusiasm to perform this Leela, Leela Shakti came and made all arrangements. Kare Samadhan. Leela Veshe Prabhuranahi Nijanusandhan Ichha Jani Leela Shakti Kare Samadhan.
Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastime. But his internal potency, Leela Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements.
So, in the Krishna Leela also, we discussed that all the activities, all the Leelas that Krishna does in Vrindavan, he executes them through his energies. He desires, and to fulfill that desire, some Shakti of Krishna will manifest in his pastimes and executes, does the needful. Right? That's how his pastimes are performed. All these Shaktis are like very loyal servants of Krishna who just come and serve, do that particular service to Krishna and then go away. They're done. Their role is done. We discussed, right, earlier also. For example, Krishna is doing Damodar Leela. He is absorbed in his pastime with Mother Yashoda, and he is fearful of Mother Yashoda. He is absorbed in his fear as a small child, infant child, and he is running away from Mother Yashoda. And somehow Krishna was caught by Yashoda and Yashoda was trying to bind him. Then Krishna desired, no, I should not be bound by Mother Yashoda. I must go and play now. I should do all my mischief now. So because of that Ichha Shakti or Satya Sankalpa Shakti, that Ichha Shakti went and called Vibhuti Shakti. Then Vibhuti Shakti came and manifested in the belly of Krishna. So Yashodamaya was unable to bind him, right? Because Leela Shakti is orchestrating this whole incident. At that time, At one point, Krishna felt a little bit kind towards Mother Yashoda. She is doing so much parishram. My God. Krishna felt like surrendering. Now it's beyond my scope to do anything. Then, because Krishna's Kripa Shakti manifested there, all the other Shaktis went away. His Satya Sankalpa Shakti, his Ichha Shakti, or his Vibhuti Shakti, they all just ran away because Kripa Shakti is the king of all his energies. So, he did the needful. So, in the Leelas of Vrindavan, or even Lord Chaitanya also, Lord Chaitanya or Krishna, they are absorbed in those Leelas. Krishna is absorbed in the mood of an infant. Krishna is absorbed in the mood of a boy or a child or a young man or whatever it may be. Unless he is absorbed in that mood, he cannot actually release that activity. If he is constantly in awareness of his real identity as the supreme controller, supreme personality of Godhead, then he won't be able to enjoy that Leela. Right? If he thinks that I am the supreme controller, supreme enjoyer, supreme proprietor, supreme personality of Godhead, why will he be fearful of Mother Yashoda? But he is naturally fearful. His tears are very genuine tears. Why genuine tears will come? When he is naturally absorbed in that Leela. So Krishna does not want to compromise on his mood of an infant or a baby. So then how will the pastime go ahead? Shaktis will do the needful. Right, so the boss will just desire and the servants will execute like that. He's not doing it. Is the great happiness of Krishna or Lord Chaitanya to be absorbed in the ecstasy of love, prema, the prema that he has for his devotees and the prema that his devotees have for him. So Krishna is so obsessed with this experience or tasting these loving exchanges that he is not bothered how things are happening. But who will do the things? His Shaktis will do the things. Here Lord Chaitanya is absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani to just dance in front of Krishna. He is absorbed in the mood of enthusiasm. That will come little later. Radharani's mood will come little later. Overall it's Radharani's mood only, but it's more vividly manifest when Lord Chaitanya is singing some specific verses, especially in the mood of Radharani at Kurukshetra when she met Krishna. That will come little later. But at this point, Lord Chaitanya wanted to enthuse all the devotees. Right? He is simultaneously present in all Kirtan parties and he is not knowing, he is not aware that he is doing it. Effortlessly, spontaneously, he is just doing it. Right? So, now this artificial intelligence or whatever you see on your tablets or your mobile phones or other places, I mean, you, with your common sense, you feel like, okay, this, when you do that movement, then what you don't want there will just go away. What you want, it will manifest. Right? All the tapping things, and I don't know the technical language that we need to speak, when you're operating tabs, right? Although you are not given an orientation of how to work on it, just by using some simple common sense also, you just do like this, with basic knowledge of operating smartphone, if you just do like this, things will manifest. Right? I need to move from here to here. Somewhere you have seen something, okay, if I move, I touch here and then drag it into this, it will go inside. Arriba. So people are exploiting that. People are just catching that. Oh, this is the desires that people might have. This is their ichha. So they are becoming our energies in fulfilling our desires and making all the gadgets in such a way that our desires are fulfilled. And we are more entangled in material nature. That's a different thing. But I am telling about knowing the desires and being a servant, fulfilling the desires. Guessing the desires. If a simple electronic product maker can understand the mood and need and desire of the user of the product, why can't Krishna's energies understand his mood and need and desire and then act accordingly? You are not putting so much effort. How you are, when you are typing some letters on your keypad, how they are just entering into the word file and then they are getting formatted. And from now you need to make SmartChat, what is that called, flowchart. Earlier I used to spend a lot of time making flowcharts. Take one text box, put something there, and then take another text box, put an arrow here, there. It's so much of effort. But see, all this chat in Subodhini, these chats I had made effortlessly. It's just acting, just entering text. Text part I will take care. Then there are some automatic flowcharts within MS Word. You just click there, SmartChat. You just click there, the chat is already ready-made, the way you want. There are multiple flavors. There are some 30-40 styles of chats are there. Some of you who are doing word processing may know it. Automatically chats are made. In those days, 7-8 years back, I used to make so many chats, PPTs and all. I did all of them manually. Now it is fast. Right? So these externally in the material world also understanding the mood and need and desires of the materialistic conditioned living entities, some people are making money by assisting them in that flavor. But in the transcendental realm, Krishna has some desires and his shaktis, the Leela Shakti, the Vibhuti Shakti, the Ichha Shakti, the Satya Sankalpa Shakti, the Kripa Shakti, all these shaktis will come. Just understand the mood of the Lord, desire of the Lord, just act on it. And he's not even realizing how things are happening. And he just takes it for granted. Oh, I'm there in seven forms. I didn't notice it. Consciously, he's not even putting any effort or making any plan to do it. But he's there in seven places or 70 places or 700 places, whatever it may be. He's there everywhere. So, Krishna wants to get absorbed in certain mood. Krishna just wanted to cry for Mother Yashoda's milk. He's a 3-month-old baby. So as it is very natural for an infant baby to throw his legs and hands in the air when he's agitated and crying, Krishna did like that. And his tender pravala, the tender mango leaf-like soft lotus feet touched the cart and the cart overturned and Sakatasura died. So death of Sakatasura is an insignificant byproduct of Krishna's desperate call for the attention of Mother Yashoda. So, Krishna need not put an effort to execute these things. His energies will do the needful. So, that's what this very important verse here for us to understand the inconceivable potency of the Lord. His energies will do it. What is that verse? Popular verse? Nadasya karyam karanam cha vidyate svabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. Next. Parashya shaktir vividhaiva shuyate svabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. He has unlimited energies and energies will do the needful. He did not do anything on his own. So, leelavesha prabhu nahi nija anusandhan. He is not aware what he is doing because he is in leela avesh. He is absorbed in doing that leela. So, ichha jani Leela Shakti, understanding his Ichha, Leela Shakti came there, Kare Samadhan, and made all arrangements. Oh, Parashya Shakti is there in this verse, in this purport. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he forgot himself and he was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. But his internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. They evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature, but they do not know that behind nature is the potent supreme personality of Godhead. Yadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Now your smartphone maker or whatever, tablet maker, he may be proud that, I just understood the desires of my customers and then did this. He did this. Knowledge is coming from Krishna. All the paraphernalia with which he has done it is coming from Krishna. So, he is thinking that all my customers will be grateful to me. You be grateful to Krishna. Right? And all the customers are utilizing the, many customers maybe, are utilizing his knowledge for their sense gratification. But devotees utilize his knowledge in Krishna's service and give him also some sukriti. Like that. 66. Purvayache rasadi lila karila vrindavane Alaukika Leela Gaura Kailakshani Kshani. In Rasa Leela also Krishna danced with so many gopis. Now in Kirtans, Mahaprabhu is dancing. So Kirtan done by Mahaprabhu and Rasa Leela done by Krishna, both are same. Displays of internal potency. There also multiple forms are there, here also multiple forms are there. There also absorption in prema is there. Here also absorption in prema, ecstatic bliss of love of Godhead is there. Both are same. At one thing seems sensual, other things seem really hairy. Yes, sadhu lagi. Shaved heads. Saffron people. One thing repels people, one thing attracts people. That is because of our material consciousness. But on a spiritual plane, both are same. Whether some sadhus in saffron dress with shaved heads and sikhas jumping up and down with kartal and mridanga and dancing in kirtan, or whether it is Krishna dancing in Rasa Leela with the gopis, both are displays of internal potency. What's happening in Rathyatra and what's happening in at Keshi Ghat, in Yamuna, in the Sharana, what is that, Vamshivat, in Sharad Purnima day, both are same. On a spiritual plane. Bhaktagana anubhave nahi jane anam Shri Bhagavata Shastra tahate pramanam. So what Mahaprabhu did, his dance and all, is perceived by pure devotees. They can understand. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, although the reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see Pratapradra Maharaj, he is actually one of the most confidential devotees of the Lord. And all these confidential activities are very nicely revealed to Pratapradra Maharaj. He is in the inner circles. Others could not understand. They may think that Mahaprabhu is there at one place only. A naive person using the smartphone may think that, "Arey, aisa kaisa chal raha hai?" But someone who is in the inner circles of the company, they know the full secret. Andar kya maal dala. Everything they can understand. The whole system. One cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. Yehi mata Mahaprabhu kare nritya range bhasaila sabaloka prematarange. So this is how Mahaprabhu is dancing. This whole chapter is dancing of Mahaprabhu in front of Jagannath Rath. So when he is doing that, bhasaila sabalokera prematarange. In the wave of ecstatic love of Godhead, everybody is dancing. They are inundated. E mata haila krishnera rathe arohan. Tarage prabhunacha ila bhaktagan. So this is how Lord Jagannath mounted on his chariot. And in front of his chariot, everybody is dancing. Age suna jagannathera gundicha gaman. Tarage prabhuya ichche karila nartan. So in all these verses, Kaviraj Goswami just described how Lord Jagannath entered the cart. Now he will tell how Jagannath moved in that cart to Gundicha temple. That is 71.
Ei mata kirtana prabhu karila katakshanam. Apana udyogenacha ila bhaktaganam.
So Lord did kirtan like this for some time and inspired the devotees also to dance. Apani nachite yabe prabhuramana hailam.
Sada sampradayatabe ekatra karilam.
When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. Srivasa, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda,
Haridasa, Govindananda, Madhava, Govinda, Uddanda, Nritya, Prabhura, Yabe, Hailamanam. Sarupera Sange Dila Yei Navajanam.
So the names are mentioned, and also all these devotees sang along with the Lord and they also ran beside him.
75. Yei Dasha Jana Prabhura Sange Gaya Dhyayam.
ఆరసభ సంప్రదాయ చారిదిక గాయన్. ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ మెన్షన్ దేర్ దే ఆల్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ద సాంగ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ర్యాన్ విత్ హిమ్ అండ్ అదర్ గ్రూప్స్ ఆల్సో సాంగ్. నెక్స్ట్ దండవత కరి ప్రభు యుడిదు ఈ హాత ఊర్ధ్వముఖే స్తుతి కరే దేఖి జగన్నాథ. సో లార్డ్ చైతన్య ఊర్ధ్వముఖ హీ ఇస్ మహాప్రభు. నౌ జగన్నాథ్ జీ ఇస్ దేర్ ఆన్ ద కార్ట్. లార్డ్ చైతన్య వాజ్ లుకింగ్ అప్ అండ్ సీయింగ్ మహాప్రభు, సీయింగ్ సారీ జగన్నాథ్ అండ్ స్తుతి. హీ పెర్ఫార్మ్స్ ద ప్రేయిస్ ఆఫ్ జగన్నాథ్. హీ ఆఫర్స్ వేరియస్ ప్రేయర్స్. ఫ్రమ్ హియర్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ వీ విల్ సీ సో మెనీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ స్క్రిప్చరల్ వెర్సెస్ దట్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య రిసైడ్స్ ఇన్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ జగన్నాథ్. నమో బ్రహ్మణ్య దేవాయ గోబ్రాహ్మణహితాయ చ జగద్ధితాయ కృష్ణాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. యు నో దిస్ లార్డ్ ఈజ్ అ ప్రొటెక్టర్ అండ్ సపోర్టర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రాహ్మణికల్ కల్చర్ అండ్ కౌస్. బ్రహ్మణ్య దేవాయ గో బ్రాహ్మణహితాయ చ and he is the ultimate well wisher of the entire cosmic manifestation, so he is called Govinda. We offer our obeisances to him. Jayati jayati devo devaki nandano sau jayati jayati krishno avrishni vamsha pradeepah jayati jayati meghashyamala komalango జయతి జయతి పృథ్వీ భారణాశో ముకుందః. దిస్ అనదర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ముకుందమాల స్తోత్ర. జయతి జయతి దేవో దేవకీనందనోసౌ. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు దేవకీనందన్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ దేవకీ. జయతి జయతి కృష్ణో వృంషి వృష్ణి వంశ ప్రదీప. ఓ కృష్ణ హూ ఇస్ ద డిసెండెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది వృష్ణి డైనాసిటీ. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు యూ. జయతి జయతి మేఘశ్యామల కోమలాంగు. యూఆర్ మేఘశ్యామల. యువర్ బాడీలీ కాంప్లెక్షన్ రిజెంబుల్స్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ క్లౌడ్. కోమలాంగు, యువర్ బాడీలీ లిమ్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ డెలికేట్ అండ్ టెండర్ అండ్ సాఫ్ట్ అండ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్. జయతి జయతి పృథ్వీ భారనాశో ముకుందః. యూ డిసెండెడ్ యువర్ ముకుంద. యు ఆర్ డెలివరర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్. యు ఆఫర్ లిబరేషన్ టు ఎవ్రీవన్. పృథ్వీ భారనాశ. Even if you are reducing the burden of earth by killing the miscreants, you are only delivering them. You are Mukunda. You are giver of liberation. So even the killing also is associated with bestowing mercy by liberating them. So very some verses very specific to Vrindavan Krishna will come little later. But here these are like generic glorification. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. ఓ వృష్ణి వంశ, ఓ దేవకీ నందన్. దీస్ ఆర్ మోర్ ఆన్ ద్వారకా సైడ్. నౌ లార్డ్ జగన్నాథ్ ఈజ్ స్టిల్ దేర్ ఇన్ జగన్నాథ్ టెంపుల్ ఓన్లీ, పూరి ఓన్లీ. హీ డిడ్ కమ్ టు గుండిచ. యాజ్ ఈజ్ కమింగ్ మహాప్రభు స్లోలీ గెట్స్ ఇన్ టు ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి అండ్ దెన్ హీ గోస్ ఇన్ టు దట్ ఎక్స్టసీ ఆఫ్ వ్రజభావ్ అండ్ కాల్స్ హిమ్ ఇన్ ఎ మోర్ ఫెర్వెంట్ మేనర్. Generic prayers will not come. Very specific prayers come. Nagani appani dukha dekhi vrajeshwari mukha. If you are not considerate about my distress, why don't you see Mother Yashoda's face? She is crying so much. It's like that. Things become more emotional now. Jayati jana nivaso devaki janmavado. యదువర పరిషద్ స్వైర్ దోర్భిరస్యన్ అధర్మం స్థిరచర వృజినఘ్న సుస్మిత శ్రీముఖేన వ్రజపుర వనితానాం వర్ధయన్ కామదేవం.
Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Janan Nivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandan or Yashoda Nandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious as well as every man who is impious. By his presence he He destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy.
Naham vipro na cha narapatir napi vaishyo na sudro. Naham varni na cha grihapatir novanastho yatirva. Kintu prajnan nikhila paramananda purna amrutabdhir. Gopi bhartuhu padakamalayor dasa dasa anudasaham.
I am not a vipra, I am not a brahman. Nacha narapatir, I am not a kshatriya. Napi shudro, I am not, napi vaishya na sudro. I am not a Vaishya Sudra. So all Varnas are ruled out. Varna is removed. Next, Naham Varni Nacha Grihapatir Na Vanastho Yatirva. Ashrams are ruled out. I don't belong to any Varna, I don't belong to any Ashram. Kintu Prodhyan Nikhila Paramananda Purnamrutabdher Gopi Bhartuhu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. My identity is not associated with any Varna or any Ashram. My identity is the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of gopis. Our original identity, at least the identity of a Gaudiya Vaishnava, is associated with being the servant of Krishna. Who is associated with the gopis? Means Vrindavan Krishna. So, our worship of Krishna is by following in the footsteps of Vraja gopis. Gopi Bhartuhu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. Gopi Bharta is specifically indicating Vrindavan Krishna, not Mathura Krishna or not Dwaraka Krishna. So this is the mood that we need to imbibe. When someone is changing ashram, remember this verse. Ultimately we are there to be the servants of Krishna. We don't belong to any of these ashrams. Somebody may have Brahman identity, Swami Brahmanu. Somebody may have administrator identity. Someone will have businessman identity. May itna paisa kamaram Bhagwan ke liye. Someone may have Brahmachari identity. Brahmachari, Brahmachari, Sanyasi. So all these are temporary identities. Krishna is not at all impressed with any of these things. If Krishna is not impressed with something, why are you so excited about it? Simple fact. Why should we be excited of something which Krishna is not impressed with? It's easier said than done. But what Krishna is impressed is, will you serve me by following in the footsteps of gopis in Vrindavan? Then I'm impressed with you. Will you embrace all the prerequisites needed to come into that mood? Will you be simple? Will you... are you willing to give up all your external identities and just embrace the simplicity of Vrindavan, humility of Vrindavan, unalloyed love and devotion of Vrindavan? Then I'm impressed with you. So, Uddhava said, Asam aho charana renu dusham aham syam Vrindavane kimapi gulmalatoshadhinam. I don't mind. I'll just give up everything. I will just become a creeper or grass or something like that in Vrindavan. Lord Shiva wanted to enter Rasalila. The guards of Rasalila said, you can't enter, you are a male. Kya karne? You should become a female. Yes, I can. Theek hai. How will I become a female? Go to Mansarovar. Jump there. Then you will become a female. Ah, fine. He just went and jumped. He has given up his Purushatva to enter Krishna Lila. So the identity of being a male also has given. He is the supreme male within this universe. Vagartha vavasamprutto vagartha pratipattaye jagataha pitaram vande parvati parameshwaru. It's not coming from the Bhagavatam or anywhere. Some Kalidas just writes a poetry. So he is the jagataha pita. He is like the father of this universe, where Durga is the mother of the universe. So when Shiva, who is like supreme male, supreme Purusha within this universe, who is the controller of material nature, he is ready to give up his malehood, maleness. I don't know what is the right English. Malehood or maleness, which is better? Manhood, manhood is good. he has given up that position. It's very difficult. People may, sahajiyas may do that. They may wear this, whatever, gopi dress and then start dancing. But they don't give up that Purusha mentality of being the enjoyer. But Shiva has given up that Purusha mentality. He never had also, in one sense. And he embraced the identity of being an enjoyed gopi. So he entered Rasleela. So for that reason, we need to really remind ourselves regularly that all these external identities are so temporary, so volatile, so insubstantial in our expression of love for Krishna. What he needs is a simple service attitude. Dasa dasanu dasa. Dasa abhiman. In the Adilila of Advaita Charitatva, Adilila 6th chapter, so many verses come, tens of verses. Dasa abhiman. So, if you have any abhiman, let that be dasa abhiman. Yetapadi punarapi karila pranam. Yodaha te bhaktagana vande bhagavan. So, reciting these verses from the scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances. And Uddanda nritya prabhu kariya hunkar. Chakrabharami bhrami yache alata akar. So, Uddanda nritya prabhu, jumping up and down, Lord Chaitanya is dancing very ecstatically. He is looking like this alata akar. Alata akar means you just take one rope and tie it with a ball of fire. And then just rotate it like this. It will form a wheel of fire, circle of fire. That is alata akar. Circle of fire. He appeared like a circle firebrand. He's just going up and down here and there. Just dancing, dancing, dancing. It's not like a magical display or some in exhibitions, na? People do. They just take some petrol in their mouth and then they just throw it on the fire and they do all kinds of gymnastics just to get some money or to get some public attention or whatever. That is their austerity. I don't know, different purposes, different people may do. But Lord Chaitanya is appearing like that firebrand in his ecstatic absorption in the mood of a devotee of Krishna. He's singing Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa and Dasa and dancing like this. He's not singing, I am the enjoyer, I am the great, I am the hero, and then dancing like this. Heroes also dance. In movies, the solo songs are there, right? Hero starts glorifying himself so much and then dancing, like jumping up and down. This is not like that. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa and Dasa, and then he's dancing like a firebrand, declaring his identity. Nritya prabhura yahan yaha pade padatala sasagara kaila mahi kare talamalam. So wherever Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. Stambha sveda pulaka ashru kampa vaivarnya nana bhave vivashata garva harsha dainya. Stambha, being stunned. Sveda, perspiring. Pulaka, jubilation. Ashru, tears. Kampa, trembling. Vaivaranya, change of color. Color is also changing. Nana bhave vivashata garva harsha dainya. So in all this, in his ecstasy, he is manifesting all these symptoms. It's difficult to relate with all these things. We can just read. I don't know if some of you could relate to it, but I can't relate. Here also just copy paste the whatever is mentioned here. Garva, dainya, humility and pride simultaneously on a spiritual plane. That's possible for Mahaprabhu and for great devotees. Several times this description comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are the greatest symptoms of someone who is in intense prema. Someone who is struggling before anartha nivritti. And he's taking decades to remove those anarthas. He can't relate to all these things. किधर अश्रु, अश्रु आता है लेकिन फॉर अ डिफरेंट रीजन, कंपा फॉर अ डिफरेंट रीजन, और क्या पुलका स्वेदा आज पनीर सब्जी, माय गॉड पुलका भोपला गया निर्वेदा निर्वेदा है जाएगा निर्वेदा ऑल्सो इज देयर वन एक्सटेटिक सिम्बल अश्रु अश्रु आ जाएगा राइट स्तंभ बीइंग स्टंड you have to come all the way from goshala to kitchen hall new prasadam hall at 1 o'clock in the afternoon stambha you need not come in the dinner time prasad will be sent to you at goshala what will happen pulaka no you can be in pulaka evening prasad will come there now I spoke to Ajit Mukund Prabhu in the break every day evening prasad will come to goshala someone can communicate the requirement to minimize food wastage, milk or khichdi, jo bhi hai, prasad, chapati. So we are on Polakar Sveda Kampa on this level. How can we understand this level? Dutifully we will read and we will wait for that. By reading this, we should not think that we are on that level. Sometimes when we de-read and discuss high topics, we think that, unconsciously we may think that we are on that level only. Nahi. But by reading and discussing, we can faintly appreciate, faintly, that too by Krishna's mercy and devotee's mercy, depending on the consciousness in which we are reading. So, at least personally, it's like too far out for me. What is this Veda, Kampa, Palaka, etc. Achada khanapadiye bhoomi gadiyaya. सुवर्ण पर्वत याचे भूमि तेलोटायम सो ही जस्ट क्रैश डाउन व्हाइल डांसिंग एंड ही विल जस्ट रोल ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड ही वाज लुकिंग लाइक अ गोल्डन माउंटेन व्हाट इज द नित्यानंद प्रभुस भजन ये तो बोले नित्यानंद भूमि गाड़ी जाए सोनारा पर्वत है ना धूलि तेलोटाय राइट मेनी इयर्स बैक आई रेड इट वी डोंट सिंग ऑल्सो ऑफन ओके नेक्स्ट नित्यानंद प्रभु दुई हाथ प्रसार्य प्रभुरे धरिते चाहे आस पास धायम सो व्हेन महाप्रभु इज जस्ट इन एक्सटेसी डांसिंग लाइक दैट सो नित्यानंद प्रभु कम्स एंड देन ट्राइज टू बैलेंस एंड ट्राइज टू कैच हिम मे बी ही विल फॉल डाउन लाइक दैट सो लाइक दैट टू प्रोटेक्ट महाप्रभु व्हाइल ही इज डांसिंग सम सर्किल्स आर मेड Nityananda Prabhu has made one circle. Around that, then Kashi, Mishra, Govinda, they made one circle. Beyond that, there is Prataparudra Maharaj and other assistants, they made another circle. Beyond that, there is a regular crowd, Janta. So, that's how Mahaprabhu is protected while dancing. He is in ecstasy. He is not on this plane, human plane, external plane at all. Prabhu Pache, Bule Acharya, Kariya, Hunkar. हरि बोला बले बार बार सद्वाचार्य स्टार्टेड डांसिंग बिहाइंड वर्किंग बिहाइंड महाप्रभु हरि बोल लाइक दैट ही हुंकार लोक निवार निवारिते हैला तीन मंडलम प्रथम मंडले नित्यानंद महाबलम जस्ट टू चेक द क्राउड्स फ्रॉम कमिंग टू नियर टू लॉर्ड चैतन्य The three mandalas, three circles are formed around Lord Chaitanya. That I just mentioned. Kashishwara Govinda Diyata Bhakta Ganam Hatahati Karihaila Dvitiya Avarana Bahire Prataparudra Laya Patra Ganam Mandalahaya Kare Loka Nivaranam Harichandanera Skhande Hasta Alambiyam प्रभुर नृत्य देखे राजा आविष्ट हयम् सो व्हेन थ्री सर्किल्स आर देयर टू इनर सर्किल्स एंड देन वन देयर इज वन आउटर सर्किल फर्स्ट अंदर महाप्रभु बियॉन्ड दैट नित्यानंद प्रभु बियॉन्ड दैट काशीश्वर एंड गोविंद बियॉन्ड दैट प्रतापरुद्र महाराज एंड हिज असिस्टेंट्स बियॉन्ड दैट इज द क्राउड सो पीपल डू नॉट हैव मच एक्सेस टू महाप्रभु राइट आई मीन दे कांट कम सो नियर So with his hands on the shoulders of Harichandan, Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he is in the third circle. In front of Prataparudra circle, there is Govinda circle. Before that, Nityananda Prabhu circle. So Pratapartha Maharaj is like three layers behind. He is in the third layer. He is trying to just see where is Mahaprabhu. He also wants to see. So, at that point, Hena Kale Srinivasa Premavishtamana Raja Age Rahi Dekhe Prabhura Nartanam. Well, the king is trying to see Lord Chaitanya. Srivas Thakur, he was standing in front and he is in his own ecstasy. He is also seeing Lord Chaitanya, who is in front of him. But without much knowledge, he is just covering the vision of Pratapartha Maharaj. Right? He is like blocking the vision. Raja Rage Harichandana Dekhe Srinivas Hasteta Resparshikahe Hau Ekapash. This Harichandan is one of the assistants of Pratapartha Maharaj. He was also given as a servant to Lord Chaitanya when he is going out of Orissa to Vrindavan. So he told Srivas Thakur, so can you just move aside like that? He's, and Srivas Thakur is in his own ecstasy. Next, Nrityavesha Srinivasa Kichhui Na Jani Bara Bara Thelite Ho Krodha Haila Mani. Absorbed in watching Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched. Why is he pushing me? Why is he pulling me? Why is he bothering me? He is in his own ecstasy. He became angry also. He was being pushed again and again. And Harichandan wanted to be gentle only, but he did it repeatedly. Kya chal rahe? Kaun hai? Like that he is behind. Chappadam mariyatare kailane varan. Chapadakaya Krudha Haila Harichandan. He just slapped Harichandan once, third. Then Harichandan became angry. Okay? I'm just trying to serve the king, and who is this guy? He's from Bengal. They are not so familiar, maybe. Why is he slapping me? Slapping is like a big thing. But this slap is not like a offense, physical abuse. Ho gaya. He's in his own ecstasy, he's just bothered. Krudha haya tare kichu chahe balibare Apani Prataparudra Nivarila tare. So Harichandan was about to speak. He became angry. Now it was in the mind only. Now he's wanting to manifest in the mouth. He wanted to speak. And Prataparudra Maharaj stopped him. Don't do that. Bhagyavana tumi hara hastasparsha paila. Amara bhagya nahi tumi kritartha haila. First he is agitated and Pratapartha is saying, agitation is supposed to be cause of jubilation. You are supposed to be ecstatic. Bhagyavan tumi. There is no other fortunate person than you. Hasta sparsha paila. It's not sparsha, it's like slap. Slap and sparsha are different. Right? So now somebody like, you are looking so cute, you did a nice work, and then he does like this on the cheek. That is called hastasparsha. Out of anger, he just slap, and that is called hastasparsha. What are ena kena prakarena mana krishne niveshayat? Ena kena prakarena, just receive the bhaktasparsha, hastasparsha. Whatever his mood is detailed. Just like, what is that verse? Seventh canto, first chapter. Tasmad vairanu bandhena nirvairena bhayenava. Snehat, kamena, vayunjat, kathanchan, nekshate, pratak. Whether it is bhaya or kama or dvesha, whatever it may be, somehow you get connected to Krishna. Similarly, it is anger or love or whatever. Somehow you received the mercy of Srivas Thakur. Consider it as a mercy. Hastasparsha. He touched you. Amara bhagya nahi. That hastasparsha I didn't get. See the consciousness of Pratapartha Maharaj. He is the king. And he is pacifying and counseling his assistant. Harichandan is supposed to execute the orders of Pratapartha Maharaj. He is his servant. If he says, go out in the boat along with Lord Chaitanya and arrange everything that he wants, he has to do it. Harichandan and one more person is there. So they are sent to arrange different residential quarters and then food for Lord Chaitanya. They will go like advance party. Not advance party. they will travel before Lord Chaitanya and they will make all arrangements in that spot, and Lord Chaitanya will reach there after some time and he will utilize those facilities, and then meanwhile they will make arrangements in the next spot where Lord Chaitanya is going to come. So it's like an itinerary is decided. Okay, today I'm here, tomorrow I'm there, tomorrow I'm there, tomorrow I'm there, like that. So they all go before only and then make all arrangements. Right. So basically Harichandan is supposed to follow the instructions and orders of Lord or King Prataprudra, and Prataprudra is so appreciative of the fortune that Harichandan received. You got the mercy of a devotee. Prataprudra Maharaj has absolutely no tinge of pride that he is a king. He doesn't identify himself as the ruler, but he is just identifying himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and he is just eagerly waiting for that mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's all. So he is appreciative of that mercy, whoever received it. So now Harichandan received it. No, he did not receive directly from Lord Chaitanya also. Even Lord Chaitanya's devotees are also so merciful, and you got that hastasparsha, you are so fortunate. I didn't have that fortune. And later, when Lord Chaitanya finally agreed that, okay, you bring the king's son, and king's son received mercy. Lord Chaitanya embraced king's son. Then Prataprudra Maharaj embraced his son and then thought that, okay, I am embracing Lord Chaitanya. So, whether direct or indirect, some mercy, some trace of mercy. That's what, yesterday also we were discussing about gratitude, day before yesterday, right? Gratitude. So, when you think you deserve it, then you can't value it. When you think that you don't deserve it, then whatever little bit of favor that you receive, you can be so grateful for it. The feeling that I am qualified to receive certain privilege, that feeling will only make one frustrated, because you often don't get what you want. Right? Although you in your own conception, you may think that I am qualified for it, but you generally don't get it, because you are never qualified only. Whatever you get is by the mercy of Krishna. If you think that is your qualification, Krishna may think that it is your qualification. That is his business. It's not our business. But the devotee always thinks that I am not qualified for this privilege. So as long as one is in that consciousness, he can be grateful for the blessing that he receives. He can be grateful for the mercy that he receives. Otherwise, Prataprudra Maharaj had all the opportunity, reason, to become upset with Srivast Thakur. Complain about Srivast Thakur. He could have gone to Sarvam Bhattacharya. These Bengal devotees, I have arranged accommodation for them and they are beating my servants. What's happening? He did not say. The thought also did not come. Turant, very spontaneously, immediately, without much thought or analysis, he just said that, Bhagyavan Tumi. You are very fortunate to receive the Hastasparsha of Srivast Thakur. See how much he values. So many things that we just take for granted in our devotional service are great aspirations of great devotees. Hastasparsha of a devotee was rare for a king, Prataprudra Maharaj. But we get that Hastasparsha every now and then. Embraces. Darshan of the deities, of the lordships, is so rare for so many people. Majority of human beings in this world who are staying outside the temple setup. But we are staying in the temple, right in the temple. Daily taking darshan, multiple times. Multiple times we can take darshan also. And Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Prachetas, Kunti Maharani. All these great souls, although they are standing right in front of the Lord, they are all asking for the association of devotees and an opportunity to hear in the association of devotees. After 10,000 years of tapasya, austerities underwater, Prachetas received the darshan of the Lord, and then they are asking, please give us the association and an opportunity to hear in that association. So, and we have profuse access to it. If only we just use a bit of common sense and just introspect little bit, we are the recipients of the greatest privileges that purest devotees are aspiring for. All the aspirations of pure devotees are fulfilled in our case by the mercy of Prabhupada. Right? Darshan, not a small thing. Shravanam, not a small thing. Kirtan, not a small thing. Devotees around us, not a small thing. This is the aspiration of great, great devotees. But we are just given access, free access. Next. प्रभुर नृत्य देखी लोके हैल चमत्कार अन्य आचुक जगन्नाथेर आनंद अपार. So seeing Lord Chaitanya's dance, even Jagannath also became extremely happy. Rathasthira kaila age nakare gaman animisha netre kare nritya darshan. So Lord Jagannath became so impressed with this dancing and he just stopped moving. His cart, his rath just stopped there just to observe Lord Chaitanya dancing. It's like Krishna stopping for Radharani. Right? Seeing Radharani's mood, Krishna is stopping. I just want to experience. Now the conversation between Radha and Krishna are like brilliant. Radha and Krishna means Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. Next, Subhadra Balaramera Hridaye Ullas Nrityadeki Duyi Janara Sri Mukhete Has. So then Subhadra and Balaram also became very happy and they were so happy, smiling. Uddanda Nritya Prabhura Adbhuta Vikar Ashtasatvika Bhava Udayahaya Samakal. So Mahaprabhu's Uddanda Nritya, his ecstatic dance made him manifest all Ashtasatvika Vikar in him. Mamsa Varana Sama Roma Vrindapulakita Shimulira Vrikshayena Kantaka Viseshi Vishita. His skin erupted with goose pimples and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the Shimuli tree, all covered with thorns. You can see Shimuli trees here and there. The pink flowers come from Shimuli tree only. Oh, the whole tree has this like thorns. Huh? Behind our Vrindavanvari temple also we used to have one. The pink flowers, not many leaves you see. You see only flowers. Yeah, correct. Like that Mahaprabhu's body was there. Someone can click a photo. Eka eka dantera kampa dekhite lage bhaya loke jane danta sabha khasiya padaya.
Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed and perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds ja ja gaga in a voice choked with ecstasy.
Jagannath basically.
Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord as if from a syringe and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink so that his luster resembled that of the mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam that fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna.
These 9-10 verses describe the ecstatic symptoms, Ashtasattvic Vikara or whatever, of Lord Chaitanya. They happen at a very high elevated stage, transcendental stage. Yeyimata tandava nritya kailaka takshana bhava veshe prabhura praveshila mana. So like this, Mahaprabhu performed his devastating dance, Tandava Nritya. For some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. It's all warm-up chal rahe abhi tak. Now when he opens his mouth, in when Swarup Damodar starts singing, certain moods, certain verses that accompany the mood of Lord Chaitanya, then the real show will begin. Tandava Nritya Chadi Swarupire Agnadilam Hridaya Janiya Swarupe Gaite Lagilam. So then he stopped his dancing for a while and told Swarup Damodar to sing. Which sloka to sing, which bhajan to begin, he need not say. Swarup Damodar understands the mood of Lord Chaitanya and then starts singing. Seita Prananatha Painu Yati Lagi Madana Dahane Juri Genu. Now I have gained the Lord of my life in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withered away. Difficult to decode, right? This is song sung by Srimati Radharani. Her meeting with Krishna at Kurukshetra. It is the song of separation from Krishna. So now I have gained the Lord of my life, and in the absence I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again after I saw Krishna. Like that. Ye dhuya uchchehi sarve gayata madar anande madhura nritya karena ishwar. So when this was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. Dhire dhire jagannatha karena gaman agenritya karichalena sachiranandan.
The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front.
Next.
While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performance.
No need.
His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms.
Gaura yadi paichha chale shyama hayasthire Gaura aage chale shyama chale dhire dhire. When Mahaprabhu was dramatically dancing, Gaura yadi paichha chale shyama hayasthire, sometimes he would fall behind in the procession. At that time Lord Jagannath also will stay stop. So the whole procession is there, big, thousands of crowd is there. Then when Mahaprabhu is just slowly dancing, Lord Jagannath will just stop to observe the dance. Then when Lord Chaitanya again went forward, Lord Jagannath's cart also will start moving. So this is basically Krishna's attraction for the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is managing his movements according to the mood of Radharani. That's what is happening in this Rathyatra. So, Krishna is following Radharani. And he has to just mold himself in such a way that he can helplessly, effortlessly, he's obliged, he's controlled by the love of Srimati Radharani. So, when she stops, he also stops. When she moves slowly, he also moves slowly. When she moves fast, he also moves fast. Like that. He's just there to observe Lord Chaitanya. Jagannath is there just to observe Lord Chaitanya. That's the whole theme. Ei mata gaurashyami dohe thela theli sthavare swarthesyami re rakhe gaura mahabali. Thus,
there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car.
But there is a competition between Radharani and Krishna. Who will win? Of course, Radharani. Krishna has to just take a low profile. When there is a competition between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, see this. There was a sort of competition between them. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was strong that he made Jagannath wait in his car. I'm dancing, just wait and see. Fine. he's in the mode of Radharani now. Although he's devotee is just surrendered to the Lord. Now, when the devotee is not like any regular devotee like you and me, that is Srimati Radharani. When the devotee is that such a topmost devotee, Lord has to just mold his mood according to the mood of the devotee. Bhaktair jitattvam, bhakta vashyata, bhakti baddham is controlled by the love and affection of his devotees. Yeah, this purport is like the summary of this whole leela, whole rathyatra. I think in the course of the whole discussion so far, I have mentioned it all. There is Aishwarya leela and there is Madhurya leela. So, he is coming out from that place, Jagannath Puri, where there is a lot of Aishwarya, means basically association and worship of Lakshmi. He is coming towards Gundicha, which is like Vrindavan. So this is on the way. The transition is happening. Although Mahaprabhu began Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandanoyam, he will not continue there. He will start Yah Kaumara Harahasa Evahi Varasta Eva Chitrakshapaha, describing the intimate leelas of Radharani and Krishna. The mood is slowly getting intense. The mood is getting into Madhurya. So that's the whole thing. Radharani is pulling Krishna towards Vrindavan. And Krishna is just uncontrollably coming. That mood of separation, the desperation is there. Now, who is your beloved object? Radharani is beloved, most beloved Lord of her heart is Krishna. And she can appreciate Krishna as a cowherd boy, young Kaishora Murti in Vrindavan, dressed in yellow garments, wearing nice forest flower garlands, playing flute, decorated in the forest ornaments, like that. She can appreciate there. And she had a lot of experience of associating with him in the places, various spots in Vrindavan. But now she suddenly sees Krishna in the form of a prince, very opulent, that way at Kurukshetra. And with so much of royal entourage, soldiers surrounding him, and he is wearing a crown, not turban, right? She is in turban flavor. She is not in crown flavor. So crown cannot excite her. So you are supposed to be like this delicate cowherd boy. That's how I can see you. Suddenly when he becomes like that, there are feelings of separation. This is the situation where the feelings of separation could be mitigated because you met your beloved Lord. But still those feelings of separation are continuing. Why? Because he is not in a attire that you can appreciate. Right? He is not in a place where you can appreciate. I am the same Radharani and he is the same Krishna. But something is missing here. What is missing? The attire of Vrindavan, the ambience of Vrindavan. It's very difficult for us to relate with this. For example, you love paneer sabji with lot of gravy. They made paneer pakoda. You can't appreciate paneer pakoda. Your separation is somewhat mitigated because you got some paneer. But the gravy that you want with all the kazuka paste, vagara, vagara, that is missing there. So how can you relish it? Paneer hai, khane sakte. Or you just put a lot of mirchi there. And you are a non-spicy fellow. You can't relish it. This is how we can appreciate. That's all our senses can appreciate. Beyond this, it's a little too much. What Radharani is actually undergoing when she met Krishna in Vrindavan, we can't even get an iota of that experience, sir. We can't empathize with her. Empathizing with Radharani is not an easy thing. Because we have no experience of what it means to be with Krishna. When someone does not have the experience of union, where is the question of getting any feeling of separation? You can't miss someone whom you never met. In this material world, the conditioned soul is overwhelmed with intense forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna. Where is the question of his feeling separation from Krishna? So, at our stage, we cultivate that relationship with Krishna again through various elements of sadhana. By reading Chaitanya Charitamrita daily, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, by chanting the holy names of Krishna daily, at least 16 rounds, by taking darshan of the deities daily, by associating with devotees daily, we try to revive that lost remembrance of our relationship with Krishna. So, when through these various elements of devotional practice, if we are able to revive that remembrance to little extent, then, okay, there is something called separation from Krishna. You just slowly, faintly able to appreciate the existence of a feeling of separation. Are itna kya hai? We have no love, no affection. When somebody is saying, Prabhu, I am going to so and so place, I will come after 1 month. Okay. You say like that. Because you have no love and affection. Arey jare ek mahina, arey itna mahina, arey kya hoga hamara? It means you miss him. There is some love and affection that you feel little uncomfortable, or you miss him, and you are not very happy and the same in his absence. Then you will say. Then once you go there, once he goes there, you just make a call and then tell him, how are you? What's happening? Once in a while, you just keep calling him or sending a message or something like that. So we have some relationship. No, we have no relationship with Krishna only. We can't understand what's happening with Radharani here. But this chapter is filled with her feelings only. What is her feeling when she saw Krishna at Kurukshetra? Lord Chaitanya's activities and his dance and his singing and his emotions are just Radharani's heart. He's just reflecting her mood, her emotion towards Krishna. Especially when she met Krishna in Kurukshetra. So we are just beginning to enter that arena. What's the time now? 50. Okay. 10 minutes we'll discuss whatever is possible. Nachite nachite prabhura haila bhavantaram hastatuli shlokapadi kari uchchaiswaram. So Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the verse in a loud voice. Yah kaumara harasaye vahi varasta eva chitrakshapah. Yah kaumara harasaye vahi varasta eva chitrakshapah. Te chonmilita malati surabhayah praudhah kadambanilah. Sachai vasmi tathapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidhau. Reva rodasi vetasi tarulate chetasamutkanthate. This is a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani. This is a very exciting and interesting verse. And this has a very close connection with Rupa Goswami also. How is it? We will discuss when we come to Antrila first chapter. And even in this chapter also we can see. Here, Radharani says, basically this verse is a description of Srimati Radharani's desire to see Krishna back in Vrindavan.
यः कौमारहरः स एव हि वरः ता एव चैत्रक्षिपाः दट् वेरी पर्सनालिटी हू हेज स्टोलेन् मै हार्ट ड्यूरिङ्ग् मै यूथ ईज नौ अगेन् मै मास्टर् यः कौमारहरः स एव हि वरा वरा दट् मै मास्टर् कौमारहर मीन्स् वेन् वाज़् ए वेरी सो यङ्ग् हि हेज स्टोलेन् मै हार्ट् इन् द कौमार स्टेज् ओन्ली Now, during my youth, he is again my master. So next, ta eva chaitra kshapaha, and this is the same moonlit night of chaitra. Personality is same. The season is same, chaitra mas, right? And the night ambience is also there. The timing is same, night time. But something is not same. See. तेचोन्मीलित मालती सुरभयः प्रौढः कदम्बानिलाः द सेम फ्रेग्रेंस ऑफ मालती फ्लावर्स इज ऑल्सो देर एंड द सेम स्वीट ब्रीजेस आर ब्लोइंग फ्रॉम द कदम्ब फॉरेस्ट सा चैवांशी तथापि तत्र सुरत व्यापार लीला विधौ इन अवर इंटिमेट रिलेशनशिप आई एम ऑल्सो द सेम लवर येट स्टिल माई माइंड इज नॉट हैप्पी देर So same ambience is there, Chaitramas is there, Malati flowers are there, cooling breezes are there, and moon, night time, beautiful moon, Kadamba forest is there, everything is there. I am also same. Reva rodasi vetasi tarulate tarutale chetaha samutkanthate. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of Reva under the vetasi tree. This is not clear, this verse. Who is speaking to whom? What is this Reva river? What is this Chaitra Kshapa? What is this moonlit night? This and that is like a bit too much for the intelligence of any regular person in that Rathyatra crowd to decipher. But Rupa Goswami could manage to understand what Lord Chaitanya meant by reciting this verse. Right? Again and again he is reciting the same verse. So only Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand his mood. Swarup Damodar Goswami could easily understand what Lord Chaitanya meant by this. Now that we are aware Lord Chaitanya is manifesting Radharani's mood, and because Kaviraj Goswami revealed it, Prabhupada revealed it, and we discussed it already. And the title I have given also is Radharani's head and desire. See the Prabhupada writes. But someone who is hearing this from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya in that Rathyatra time for the first time, it's a suspense for them. Kya hai? Kya bol? Kya ga rahe? Movie song hai? Kaun sa movie hai? It's a bit intriguing to regular crowd. Ehi shloka Mahaprabhu pade bar bar. Swarupavena arthakeha najane ihar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing this verse multiple times, but Swarup Damodar only could understand it, no one else could. Ye shlokartha purve kariyachi vyakhyan, shlokera bhavartha kari sankshepe akhyan. I have already explained this verse. In the beginning chapters of Madhya Lila, already this verse comes. So now I shall simply describe it in brief. पूर्वे याच्छे कुरुक्षेत्र सभागोपीगण कृष्णेर दर्शन पाय आनंदित मन फॉर्मरली ऑल द गोपीज ऑफ वृंदावन वर प्लीज्ड व्हेन दे मेट कृष्ण एट कुरुक्षेत्र जगन्नाथ देखी प्रभु रसेई भाव उठिल सेई भाव विष्टहय धुय गाओइल So after seeing Jagannath, Mahaprabhu awoke with ecstasy of the gopis. Then he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami to sing this. Ave avaseshe Radha Krishna kareni vedan Seyi tumi seyi ami seyi navasangam. So now, step by step, Kaviraj Goswami tries to explain this verse from 126 verse onwards. What's the time? Should we take till 131? Hmm?
टाइम नहीं है, श्लोक है. टाइम नहीं, टाइम एक मिनट भी लेट नहीं होने दूंगा आपको. 131 भी नहीं होगा, 130 भी नहीं होगा. लंच इज 130. हाँ, यू वांट टिल 130. माय गॉड, ये क्या है डिफरेंस ऑफ ओपिनियन. ओके, लेट्स सी. एटलीस्ट टिल 130 व्हेन आई विल टेक. हरी बोल. ओके, अवशेषे राधा कृष्ण करे निवेदन. अवशेषे राधा कृष्णे करे निवेदन, सेई तुमि सेयामि सेई नवसंगम. बेसिकली महाप्रभु इन द मोड ऑफ राधा रानी इज टेलिंग लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ हु इज एक्चुअली कृष्ण. व्हाट इज दैट? यू आर द सेम कृष्ण एंड आई एम द सेम राधा रानी. वी आर मीटिंग अगेन इन द सेम वे दैट वी मेट इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ अवर लाइफ्स. यः कौमार हरः स एव हि वरः ता एव चैत्रक्षिपाः. सो ता एव चैत्रक्षिपा डिड नॉट कम येट. यः कौमार हरः स एव हि वरः इज देयर. यू आर दैट सेम कृष्ण हु हैज स्टोलन माय हार्ट व्हेन आई वाज वेरी यंग. नाउ अगेन यू मेट बिकॉज कृष्णास मीटिंग विथ गोपीस एट कुरुक्षेत्र हैपेंड आफ्टर सो मेनी डिकेड्स आफ्टर ही लेफ्ट वृंदावन. तथापि अमार मन हरे वृंदावन, वृंदावने उदय कराओ अपन चरण. तथापि ऑल द वी बोथ आर सेम. मन करे वृंदावन, अमार मन करे वृंदावन. माय माइंड इज स्टिल अट्रैक्टेड टू वृंदावन धाम. वी आर मीटिंग अर कुरुक्षेत्र. व्हाट इज मिसिंग? द यू एंड मी आर सेम. यू एंड मी आर सेम एंड चैत्र मास इज सेम एंड नाइट टाइम इज सेम. मून इज सेम. कदंब ब्रिजेस आर सेम. एवरीथिंग मालती फ्लावर फ्रेग्रेंस इज सेम. बट वृंदावन इज मिसिंग हियर. नाउ एट आवर लेवल दीज आर लाइक इट्स टोटली ऑन ए डिफरेंट ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्लेटफॉर्म. इन द फर्स्ट कैंटो 15 चैप्टर अर्जुन सेज यस्य क्षण वियोगेन लोको हि अप्रिय दर्शन उक्तेन रहितो हि एषा मृतक प्रोच्यते यथा. Just a moment of separation from Krishna will render all universes into void. They appear like dead bodies. And in that series of verses he says, what is that? Vanchito humne, oh, pehle ka. 16th, 17th. Tadvai danusta ishavah saratho hayasthe soham rathi nrpatayo yata anamanti. You remember this verse? Sarvam kshanena tadabhuta thadishriktam. Everything is gone in 2 years. Sarvam kshanena tada bhuda sadisha riktam bhasmam kuham bhasmam hutam kuhakaradham ivopamushyam. You memorize this, I am sure. But no. Huh? Ratnamala ni. Okay, fine. Out of syllabus, my God. Anyways, mera galti, aapka nahi. So here Arjuna says, तद्वै धनुष्ट आई हैव द सेम गांडीव बहु त इशवः स रथो. आई हैव द सेम एरोज, सेम चैरियट. हयास्ते आई हैव द सेम हॉर्सेस. तद्वै धनुष्ट इशवः स रथो हयास्ते सब हेमी. सोहम रथी आई एम द सेम चैरियटर द रथी महारथी और वट एवर रथी महारथी. सोहम रथी Nrupatayo yata anamanti. I am that same Arjuna who is the great Rathi and to whose lotus feet all the great personalities will come and offer obeisances. Soham Rathi Nrupatayo yata anamanti. Sarvam kshanena tadabhuda sadisha riktam. Within one moment, everything is made useless because of isha riktam. Because Krishna is not there. Because Krishna is not there, my horses are useless, I am useless, my arrows are useless, my chariot is useless, my bow is useless, my arrows are useless, I'm useless, including me. Because Krishna is not there. How useless are they? Bhasmam hutam. After the sacrifice has been performed, you take patmeda ghee, 10 liters and pour it in the bhasma. Pour it in the ash. No one call it yajna. They will call you are wasting ghee. Unalloyed, pure wastage of ghee. पानी नहीं है बोलेंगे लोग. सो भस्मम भूतम कुहकाराध्यम. कुहकाराध्यम मीन्स दैट विच इज दैट मनी विच इज क्रिएटेड बाई मैजिक वैंड ऑफ अ मजिशियन. अ मजिशियन विल पुट वाइट पेपर फ्रॉम बिहाइंड, ही विल रोल इट एंड 500 रुपी नोट विल कम आउट, और 1000 रुपी नोट, 2000 रुपी नोट विल कम आउट. सो पीपल विल थिंक अरे वाह इतना पैसा है इसके पास, माई गॉड ही कैन क्रिएट मनी एंड why is he doing magic shows then? If he can create money, he can be happy with that money. Why is he creating infinite of people to get remuneration of 2000 rupees? If he can create so many 2000 rupee notes, that means that money has no value. Why government is also allowing that to happen? Because they know, if you give that to some shopkeeper and ask him, give me some sabji, he will not give, he will throw it on your face. That has no value. So, I have become useless like the money created by a magician. Bhasmam hutam kuhakaradham ivapamushyam means you take very potent seeds, organic seeds, not genetically modified seeds, the best quality seeds you take and plant in a barren land. Plant will not come out. So Arjuna was thinking that everything has become useless without Krishna in my life. And Radharani is thinking that although Krishna is there back in my life, I am not getting the same experience because Vrindavan is not there. See the importance of Vrindavan. Even if Krishna is there, you can't get the same happiness without Vrindavan. Radharani is in a different plane. That's the greatness of Vrindavan. That's why Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagacchati. Krishna will not move out of Vrindavan. Even one step he cannot keep out. Apparently he may keep out, he may go to Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka, etc. But he actually did not leave Vrindavan. There are two Krishnas. Mathura Dwarka Krishna is different and Vrindavan Krishna is different. And they are one also. Achintya. Right. Okay, where are we? 120? 127. 120. तथापि अमार मन हरे वृंदावन. स्टिल माय माइंड इज अट्रैक्टेड टू वृंदावन धाम. वृंदावने उदय करो आपन चरण. प्लीज अपीयर इन योर वृंदावन विथ योर लोटस फीट. प्लीज कम देयर. ये एम्बियंस ठीक नहीं. कुरुक्षेत्र इज नॉट मेंट टू एक्सपीरियंस दिस माधुर्य पास टाइम्स बिटवीन कृष्णा एंड गोपीस. यस्टरडे वी वर सिटिंग इन आवर रूम, प्रेमांजन प्रभु एंड 3-4 आवर डिवोटीज for Suhrut meeting. Light gaya. Room is dark. And we spent for 15-20 minutes. We are not getting into mood. Right? Then we went to the terrace. It's such a clear ambience. Yamunarati was just ending. Evening. We are able to see Madan Mohan temple dome. And Yamuna is also seen slightly. Right? And it's late in the evening. 6-6:15 like that. Then we discussed one transcription of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj's letter to our senior devotees. We were just meditating on each line of that. We just did two paragraphs only. One line we'll read and each of us will share one point that is inspiring to each of us. So that ambience created this mood. If we sit in that dark room where there is no light, so many mosquitoes, so that same mood will not come. So ambience matters a lot. Let's have some classes here in Vrindavan. Especially the rest of Madhya Leela or something like that. Because if sun is showing his mercy so much also, then ambience changes. There is same class, same book, same speaker, but yoga today is not there. You will think like that. We are missing yoga studio. We are missing auditorium. If you miss like that, I will come there. But this is a good place, although it is hot. Because last year, with the previous batch, we had many of these chapters at Barsana. At least those memories are still there with me. Barsana is such a wonderful ambience. Sriji Mandir. Early morning class and late evening class. Late evening, right? Evening 5:30 we'll meet. 7:30 we'll go. And morning some 8 to 10, something like that. At different spots in Vrindavan. Especially Sriji Mandir is our special favorite spot. One day we had at Gopeshwar Mahadev. I'm not advertising. There are no management here. I'm just telling. The ambience has an influence on katha and in having a spiritual experience. Next, yaha lokaranyahati ghoda ratha dhvani tahan pushparanya bhringa pika nadi suni. See, yaha lokaranya, lokaranya, they're not vrindaranya, they're lokaranya. So much of crowd is there. Itna loge. Not gopis. Someone soldiers. It's very difficult to relate. Right? Yeah, lokaranya. And hathi, elephants are there. Elephant is not Vrindavan animal. Cow is Vrindavan animal. That's why you don't see elephants in our altar. Right? Peacocks are there. Right? So hathi, ghoda, horses are there. Horse is not a Vrindavan animal. You may see here and there, Keshi you may see. but horses are like Dwaraka stuff. City. Rathadhvani. Rattling sounds of chariots are there. My God. Chariots. Taha means in Vrindavan, Pushparanya. This is Lokaranya, that is Pushparanya. So the garden of flowers are there. Krishna wears Vanyasraja. And Narasimhadeva wears Antrasraja, correct. The garland of intestines. Now you need protection. You surrender to someone who wears Antrasraja of the enemies and give you protection. But you want sweetness, you want love, reciprocation. You come to Krishna who wears Vanyasraja. Vanyasraja Kavala Vetra Vishana Venu. Vaijayanti Mala he wears. And that's a different feeling that only Krishna can give and no other incarnation can give. The amount of sweetness, the magnitude of sweetness and madhurya that is there in Krishna's pastimes, his interactions, especially in Vrindavan, no other incarnation will manifest that. That's why he is Purna Purushottam. So, Tahan Pushparanya Bhringa Pika Nadasuni. Bhringa is bumblebees. Pika means birds. Nada suni, I can hear that sound. So, Vrindavan is surcharged with the vibrations, sweet vibrations of bumblebees and sweet cuckoo birds. The other day, Deenbandhu Prabhu came here. He was making the sounds of all Vrindavan birds sitting in Radhakund. He took us parikrama of this Vrindavan. So where is that? Where is this Hathi Ghoda? Soldiers, Lokaranya. Come, let's go to Vrindaranya. That's what Rathyatra is. Rathyatra is meant for that. Next, 129. Iha Raja Vesha Sange Sabakshatriya Gana. Tahangopa Vesha Sange Murali Vadana. Here there is Raja Vesha. You are looking like a prince. You are the prince of Vrindavan. Right, Prince of Vrindavan does not wear all these big helmets and heavy ornaments. He wears flowers, flower garlands like that. Yeah, Rajaveshe Sangya Sabha Kshatriya Gana. You are in the attire of a prince in the association of so many Kshatriyas, warriors, princes. Taha Gopavesha. There you appear like a Gopa. A cowherd man, cowherd boy. Sange Murali Vadana. You constantly play the flute. Barha Bidam Natavaravapuhu Karnayor Karnikaram Bibharad Vasaha Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayantim Chamalam. That's the ambience of Vrindavan. Randhan Venor Adhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrindair. You hold flute there. Here you are holding the reins of a chariot. There you are used to fill the holes of this flute, the nectar of your lips, and fill the flute with so many ragas that emanate and intoxicate the three worlds. Flute has holes. Someone that has holes cannot hold anything. But this flute which is in your hands is holding millions of ragas that are mesmerizing the entire cosmic manifestation. Where is Vrindavan and where is Kurukshetra? That is Radharani's mood.
Murali Vadan, you are playing flute. Vraje tomara sangya yehi sukha asvadan. Sehi sukha samudrera eha nahi ekakana. Here there is not a drop of the sukha samudra which is there in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is filled with an ocean of happiness. Sukha asvadan. There is the taste of transcendental bliss in Vrindavan, in your company. But see sukha samudrera iha nahi eka kana. Kana means a small particle. A small particle of a drop of the happiness, oceanic happiness of Vrindavan is not there in Kurukshetra. Let's go there. See the desperation.
Amalaya punaha lila karaha Vrindavane. Tabe amara mano vancha hayata purani.
Amalaya punaha lila karaha Vrindavana. Take me and again do lilas in Vrindavan. I am hankering for those intimate exchanges that we had in Vrindavan when we were so young. Now that we are missing that, we want that again.
Tabe amara mano vancha hayata purana.
Then my heart's desire, heart's longing will be fulfilled. So this mood of Vrindavan is very wonderfully depicted and described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is hankering for this mood of Vrindavan. He just wants to be Vrindavan. As soon as he took sannyas, he just wanted to run to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and then brought him here. Actually, the conditioned souls are distracting Krishna in one sense. No one can distract Krishna. They are distracting from Krishna, from his absorption in the leelas of Vrindavan. He came out of Vrindavan. For what? To deliver the fallen souls. He descended to experience the mood of Radharani and to fulfill the reasons for his internal reasons, confidential reasons for his descent. But now he is just doing Sankirtan and enlightening people. Yeah, there also he's experiencing. But this is the topmost, longing of Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan and experience the Vrindavan ambience. So finally, after three attempts, Mahaprabhu was successful to visit Vrindavan. Those chapters will come a little later. Now we can see a glimpse of Lord Chaitanya's longing for Vrindavan in the mood of Radharani. Okay, thank you all very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Kaviraj Goswami ki jai.